Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, bless you, bro. Don't mess with us.
We like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track, hit the lick, get it back, get the trick, jump the track. Bitch, I want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on the gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
the fact they whacking their track. Have to go back and stack cause they lack the ingredients. EPMD and scrap for that. Yo, I'm the hip-hopper, plus the soul shocker. Down with MD, yes, the microphone doctor. One wreck, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No respect in 87, 88, Chanel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and blow.
That's where it's born.
Back the second time, put on a different assignment. To do a sucker, new jack. Who needs to rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double K microphone record. Turn on my callers and say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of spear. So what you saying?
The boxing seats and jumping out shoes and socks. I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying? Catch a sucker in my way and I'm swaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mine to 99. Because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine. Take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl. Cause I choose to refuse this black. When I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack paddywhack. So I won't lack on my style is death. And then deadly as crack.
While I'm slaying, music's playing. The sucker is the lane. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't the blood related, but you can call a cousin. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kicking ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got to chill and more. The proof is in the pudding,
so check the billboard.
People around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold. So what you saying?
No, knock, knock, he's down, who's here? Oh, it is, it's the E-R-I-C-K. Yes, the boy you wonder, no flout, no boots, no boots, and no blunders. So hot that you can say I'm blazing. At least the Virgo says, yo, I am so amazing, and I've been waiting for a sucker to attack. Yo, me, the E-double, and me and PMD like the funky press cup.
I fight fire with fire, that's why most be tired. When we needed a pitch for him, you was high, you was mesmerized. For the style that we was bringing in the all-out battle, comes out swinging, cause I'm just the type of brother that's out to get mines. And if the odds against me, I still drop lines to get mines on time. That's why I most resign. Sit in my lazy boy chair, relax my head and decline. Sip a Pepsi or Coke with a twist of lime, or crack a 40-0, and then I go for mine. So what you saying?
Good evening, good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the get down, y'all, the get down. You don't have to worry about no April Fool's jokes here because this is the get down. I am your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and we are joined this evening by my dynamic co-host, J. Rob, the wise son, Mr. Dark Knight himself. What's good with you, Batman?
I can't call it Mr. Wolverine. It's another day. It's Thursday. It's Friday Eve. It's the beginning of spring. It's the get down. And I'm humbled to be able to sit as the official co-pilot of the Get Down next to no one. No, allow me to introduce to some and present to others, ladies and gentlemen, Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows. What's good with you, bro?
Oh, man. After intro like that, man, I'm doing phenomenal, man, phenomenal. But let's give a shout out, man, to our illustrious CEO. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, he is the one and only, for real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, who gives us this show and many other shows here on the Epiphany Radio platform for us to do poetry, do life, and just have an all-in-out good time, y'all. So please make sure that y'all shout out for real the poet. Hit him up and say thank you sometimes. You know, we like to hear thank you, man. It's okay. Hit him up and say thank you. But also, if you didn't know, he's also the CEO of some of the finest jewels and gems known as Raw Links.
Mm.
Why be average when you can be raw?
Raw.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you. I got mine. Actually, I got a couple of mine.
I got one that says poet.
Mm.
Yes, sir. Ooh, ain't that's a phenomenal one right there. Y'all, if y'all haven't seen that one that says poet, let me tell y'all something. Y'all have got to get that one. You got to get that.
That's a piece.
Hands down.
If you spit poetry, this piece is specifically made for you.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, I'm going to post that in the event page. I'm going to post it in the event page, man. Y'all need to get this.
Do it, bro. Do it.
I'm on it.
Now,
mm-mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here so that we can get you on this mic for tonight's show. Because I don't know about you, but J-Rob, you want to tell them what we're doing tonight?
It is my pleasure. And let me tell y'all something. Have you ever wrote a piece, especially in these days and times, where you just have something you just need to get off your chest? Well, tonight's the night for you to get that shit off your chest. Tonight's the night for you to just say what you are feeling and release. Because when you release, those endorphins do something special to your body. Let it go. Get rid of it. Let the world know how pissed off you are about something. Let the world know there's something bothering you. And you just ain't tolerating it no more. Get that shit off your chest. Poetry is tonight's theme on the Get Down.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about y'all, but we got some dynamic poets coming through. I can't wait to hear what they got to talk about, Van.
And oh, man, you and me both. You and me both.
Mm.
I'm excited, man. Mm. I am pumped up. And, all
right.
Man, let me, before we jump into the dynamics of this show, let me give the Epiphany lineup for the rest of this week into next week. Join us tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night, Poetic Therapy, y'all, with your host, La Perla Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, and it's also Easter. It would be me, but I'm on vacation after tonight, so I'll be back the following Sunday. Monday is the Soul Cafe with For Real the Poet Douglas, La Perla Negra, essentially Janice. Tuesday night, we got The Hidden with your host, Mojave. Oh, man, Wednesday night, those dynamic divas. Ooh, La Perla Negra and Miss VIP in the Love Zone. And if y'all missed last night's Love Zone, oh, my God. That topic was a little bit too grown for me, y'all. I mean, it was just too grown. I'll give you a snippet. It was, is it wrong for you to have sex with someone who is in love with you, but you're not with them? And that was just, that topic was just too grown for me. Just too grown.
Bro. I listened.
And then,
man.
Thursday, you listen too, bro? Bruh. Bro, that topic was grown. But Thursday night, y'all, next week, we'll have a pop-up show. We'll keep y'all posted about that. So, are we ready to get the Get Down underway, Jay? Are we ready?
Come on, man. Come on with the come on, get down with the get down. I'm hype.
Oh, brother. Is it your turn to go first?
Oh, wait. Before we do who's first and who's second, and I don't know who's on third. Ladies and gentlemen, in the words of Slick Rick, ladies, gentlemen, and lowlifes, please, if you call in this evening, you have got to say one thing before you say anything about poetry and wish my co-host Van Meadows happy birthday. Van, I would be remiss if I did not tell you how much I love you, bro. If I didn't tell you what your friendship means to me as a poet, as a brother, and as a friend, and telling you that this ride that we're on called the Get Down is nothing short of incredible. And it wouldn't be the same if you and I wasn't able to do this thing together the way we have been. The energy that is here is because you're a blessing and you're a gift from the poetry gods. And I hope, and it's my prayer, that from today going forward with all the things that both of us got going on, brother, your blessings continue to overflow until you need a bigger cup. And that you continue on the path that the Almighty has you on with your beautiful family and that pen and whatever pad you decide to bless the ink with. You're an incredible dude, and the Epiphany Universe appreciates you. And as much as they appreciate you, I love you, bro. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, man, I love you too, brother, and I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. I love those accolades, man. I really do. I'm just a poet, man, a father, a man trying to walk this life, especially a black man. And I'm just honored that I have the opportunity to do it with people like you, bro. I love you too, man. Your friendship means the world to me. Because outside of Epiphany, bro, you and me, we got a lot. We got a lot that we got going on, but we never go a day without making sure that neither one of us is in a good space. So I really appreciate you for that. So thank you for your friendship brotherhood, because it's important to me,
too. Absolutely. Now, in terms of the question that you asked, the last time we had our show, your brother from another mother went first. And since this is your birthday weekend, would you mind blessing the audience with your peace as you get that shit off your chest?
Yes, sir. Well, this piece y'all have heard before, but each time I spit it, it has a different meaning. And it's truly one of those pieces that I got to get off my chest. This piece is titled, Don't Push Me. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Is that what you said before you unloaded your clip into me? Maybe it was the way you wrapped your arms around my neck. But when I said I couldn't breathe, you said, check, another dead nigga, see? I ain't a killer, but don't push me. When I was squeezing the last little bit of life out of you, you was a big fella, minding your own business, even when buying some iced tea and Skittles. I'm tired of you getting away with murder. Prosecutors sitting on cases while bodies keep getting colder. No justice for the injustice. Pushing up daisies. No ifs, ands, or maybes. You became the executioner. Violating my civil rights again, you the accuser? Can't even tell me what I did. No sweat, homie. They not getting off the grid. I see you. Shoot to kill. Training taught you this and still? Still at close point blank range, I'm not a threat. I'm on the ground, subdued, yet I'm not a killer, but don't push me. I'm angry, black and in disbelief that you go on unpunished while my life is finished. The ancient ones that came before me told me in my dreams that they would become reality. And here we are fighting for our survival in the land of the free. Free for who? Because everyone that looks like me sees it too. Our rights are disrespected. Our rights are violated. Where's the threat? I could name a number of white suspects that killed and slaughtered, yet here they are, standing trial to be remembered. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Tupac was right all along. We still believe. Believe that you partner with a badge, think that you are above the law even when you're on edge. Unless you're a black cop and kill a white woman. then the segregation begins again. So much for the code of the black and blue. Yet you cry, blue lives matter too. When will you wake up that, yes, all lives matter? But y'all killing black lives that do matter. They matter to the families you took them from, the communities that needed them. You're eating a family dinner. You still have a future, but we're looked upon as a loser. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. So you spark the movement unto the hottest degree, so hot that we will unite to fight your racial disparities, while you continue to act according to the Republican Party's agenda of extinction of the black race. Not in this time and space. Drugs and hate of self couldn't wipe us out. Now you use the ability to hide behind the law, no doubt, to appease your itchy trigger finger. See, I'm not a killer, but don't push me. And that's that piece.
That does not deserve finger snaps. That deserves hand claps. I dig this piece on so many levels. And the more comfortable you get with this piece, you execute it even better than the last time. And it has such force to it. Oh, it has so much force to it when you give it that way. And I can tell how comfortable you're getting with this piece because I'm hearing it differently every time. Ooh, man.
Thank you, bro.
Did y'all hear this? This is what I'm talking about when I say get that shit off your chest. Ooh, I got goosebumps with that. And I'm loving how you're comfortable with it. Because as poets, we play with words.
Right.
We're like,
right.
Does this fit and that fit? But when you're comfortable with a piece, it shows. It shows in what you just did with that. Ladies and gentlemen, what you heard was a masterpiece.
Thank you, bro.
Van Meadows.
I appreciate that, man.
Not a killer, but don't push me. Yes, sir.
Don't push me. Yeah. That piece does something to me, man. It just does something to me.
I know it does. And because it does something to you, that's how I know you're getting comfortable with it. Even more and more comfortable, man. Y'all in for a show when he spit this live.
Yeah. That part.
Yeah, y'all in for y'all in for something when he does that.
Coming soon to a stage near you. Stay tuned.
Mm.
But enough about me, bro. Enough about me, because I know you got a piece that's locked and loaded. I know you do.
I most certainly do.
Well, my brother,
go ahead and
get down.
Bro.
Get on down.
Piece is entitled, I'm Angry. Excuse me if this piece isn't pretty. Or some other kind of soft shit that y'all might be used to hearing. So excuse me if I'm not giving you any of that feel-good poetry. You see, today I'm angry. I'm angry at grand juries that hear half-truths and refuse to prosecute but continue to turn a blind eye to justify how every black man that you're up against the executioner's extinction list. I'm mad at how small crowds have gotten after summer movements when we seemed like malcontents at the short end of a pandemic. Except that we're the ones still dying and they're lying about certain protectors. Can tell you how some obvious shit like all lives matter, but can't tell you what color a bag of Skittles are because those colorful pellets look so much like bullets that they received in exchange. I'm mad that another black man is afraid that justice might be denied because last night's justice just turned another blind eye, as if it's a joke. The lesson learned is that all skin folk ain't kin folk. From the beginning to the end, the sellouts with good jobs are just the justice system's best friend. And I'm mad that it took a goddamn hashtag for y'all to realize that black lives matter, as if we said it only. You ever made it sound like only our lives matter? But we have to ask, what's the matter? When our bloods and brains continue to be spilled and splattered like liquid plasma and brain matter. I'm mad that tons of black people want to protest against killer cops. But what's strange to me is that we fearfully won't stand up for each other tirelessly because in our hood, it's best that we stay silently and fearfully because the fucking community has a no-snitching policy. Ain't that about a bitch? I'm mad that they created a vaccine for a tiny cell that's killed thousands, but there's no justice vaccine for the cowards that killed blacks by the thousands. I'm mad that pluck black lives from family trees that bear strange fruit as if they're ripe mangoes. I'm mad that we're rushing to cure a disease that will take a murderer to dinner at Burger King before taking him to jail because the bull said that all the jails are full. I'm mad that even with all the things that we do, that no one's afraid of the combustion or the destruction of a population that's ready for revolution. And I'm mad that of all the continued pain, genocidal conflict that you inflict for us to live with and deal with, y'all ain't about to say, ain't that about a bitch that this shit hasn't been dealt with? And I know you care about your own pains and struggle and strife, but because of more of our deaths, sometimes it's going to be time for you to appreciate the ones that are still here in that life. Just get this shit together and make it right. Y'all can't see that we're tired of being angry and our hearts are cold, just sick of the atrocities that have tried as hell to suffer through all these indignities, just a level playing field. Come on. Make it a level playing field before it's too late for every single one of you. Enough of us have died. You're next. And that's that piece.
Yo, Jay Rob, somewhere, Bill Goldberg is smiling because you said you're next. Ooh,
my man.
Boy, you give a whole new meaning to tell him why you mad, son. That's what I'm talking about, man. J-Rob came in here, slayed this mic because he's angry. You're daggone right,
yeah, man.
We angry. You're daggone right, we angry. We got some stuff to get off our chest tonight. We got some stuff to get off our chest. I hope we're not
absolutely
by ourselves, Dave. I hope we're not by ourselves.
I hope we're not.
I mean, you know, I hope somebody got something that they want to get off their chest. Somewhere in this Epiphany Radio universe, somewhere somebody on the mic is saying, yeah, I got something I want to get off my chest. So I'm chomping at the bit, Jay. I am chomping at the bit. Whew. Fire piece tonight, Jay. Fire piece tonight, bro. Your intensity in that piece, your cadence, your calm but angry demeanor. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ma'am, just give you an example.
Yeah,
I'm going to give you an example of how J-Rob sounded in this piece. I don't know if any of you have ever seen the movie Deep Cover with Lawrence Fishburne. Have any of you seen that movie?
Ooh, Deep Cover.
Well, part of the movie where this white sergeant is asking all the black police officers, do you know the difference between a black man and a nigger? A couple of the officers reached over the table and jacked him up. But Lawrence Fishburne was very calm, very cool in his delivery of his answer that made the white man very intrigued and very connected and ready to just give him the undercover role. That's how J-Rob just bodied this piece. That's how he just bodied this piece. Bro, phenomenal job, man. Phenomenal job.
I appreciate you, man. I was out of breath doing that. I haven't done a long piece like that in a minute. Thank you.
Long piece? Were you at the show on Tuesday? Did you see that piece that David Mott gave me to read? You want to talk about a long piece?
Yeah, I didn't need help with that. I would have needed help.
Oh, man. But that's another show that if you missed it, you got to catch it on the playback in the archives. My hobby show was tight. It was, as a matter of fact, the show was called Other People's Poetry.
Other People's Poetry. The OPP edition.
The OPP edition. Man, y'all better get in on this, man. Epiphany Radio got what you need, got your fix. But I know I need my fix, Jay. I need my fix. You know what my fix is, man?
What's your fix?
My fix is I need to hear from these other poets. I need to hear them get this stuff off their chest.
I need to hear from these other poets, too.
Okay, all right,
Let's see who we got.
First on the mic, we got one half host of the Love Zone. She is La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Bob. Y'all going in tonight. You know, y'all done started some mess with this topic, right? Y'all going
It was Jay's idea. I just agreed. I just nodded my head and agreed.
Y'all got people coming in here getting stuff off their chest. Are you kidding? Wow.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Oh, happy birthday, Vin. Well, happy early birthday.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yo, that movie Deep Cover is a classic. And yes, the answer he gave,
right?
he said only a nigga would answer. Yes.
Right.
That's
exactly
one of my favorite movies. Yes.
Ooh. And he was calm when he said it. Did you see how calm he was?
Did you see how calm he was?
He was like, only a nigga would answer. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My God.
Definitely. Man.
Man, that's,
y'all
that
pieces.
Is such big movie.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. I mean, you want to pull out my DVD player? Yes. I got one question, and then I ain't going to say nothing else about it. Did y'all see Godzilla versus Kong? You got to see it if you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Did we see what now? What did we see?
King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah,
I have not seen it yet. Don't spoil it for me. I have not seen it yet.
I am a huge
Godzilla fan. I'm going to let you know I'm a huge Godzilla fan.
Man.
I'm a huge Godzilla fan. King Kong, but Godzilla, yeah. So I haven't had the opportunity to watch it yet. So I do have it in my to-do list this weekend, along with my Wolverine animated series season 2 DVD came in. Early birthday present to myself. So, but yeah, I'm a huge Godzilla fan. I've been watching Godzilla since I was a kid. So, yeah.
Me too. Since he's been tearing up Tokyo forever. Okay.
Yeah, he's been tearing it up. It's a wonder that they still standing for real. It's a wonder.
Okay.
I ain't seen a movie about them rebuilding nothing yet.
Nothing, right?
They ain't rebuilt nothing yet.
Not a thing, right? But yeah, you want to
we will
it.
Have
yeah, definitely
we
want to
do some
it.
King Kong versus Godzilla poetry one night, and after you watch the movie, Van.
Okay,
after I watch the movie, okay.
That's what's up. Okay. Oh yes, I'm there. Definitely. Yes.
Yeah. So
I tell you what, Jay. Our next show will be the Sci-Fi Junkie Show.
Oh,
and you choose between Star Wars, Star Trek, and Godzilla.
Oh man, that's a hard. See, that ain't fair.
No.
Not fair.
Star Wars, Star Trek, and the Monster Universe.
Okay,
you got Rodan,
you got Mothra. Okay, I'm with you, Jay.
God.
I'm with you.
Come
I'm
on,
so,
y'all.
So yeah. So we gotta do it like that.
I'm a fan of the Monster Universe. That's not fair. That is not fair. All right,
Don.
All right.
We know how creative you are, and
yeah.
I know for a fact.
For a fact, that this is something
that you definitely can do.
Yes, you.
I can do it, but y'all giving a hard choice. That is so not fair. Oh, my God. I love Star Trek.
It would only be unfair if you couldn't do it.
J-Rod, she said, look, Jay, she said she loves Star Trek. She lucky I didn't say Star Trek, Star Trek The Next Generation. She lucky I didn't go there with all of them. She lucky I didn't go there with all of them.
All right, as long as you didn't say Buck Rogers or, you know, anything like that. I'm good now. I'm good. I'm into all of that.
I like my sci-fi, but don't push me.
I should have said, Jay.
Oh, terrible.
To y'all, we're getting it off our chest tonight. But, I should have threw in there Barbarella. Who know about Barbarella? What y'all know?
I don't know about Jane Fonda. Don't play with it.
Y'all want to stop
That is my
Flash
joke.
Gordon. Jay. Flash Gordon. Flash Gordon.
Biggest question. All right, stop. Y'all gonna make my heart explode. Stop. All right. I had enough. I had the biggest crush
all right,
on Barbara. Right. Are you kidding me? All right.
All right. La Perla Negra.
Yeah.
You got some stuff you want to get off your chest?
I sure do.
All right. Well, go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. All right. This is untitled. Stop playing the victim. When you always starting shit, the nerve to get angry because you fired at me and missed. See, it's a thing of mind over matter. I don't mind. So you don't matter. So please miss me with the bullshit. Stop playing victim when you're always starting shit. Try but can't penetrate my seasoned epidermis. Oh, excuse me. You probably don't understand. I meant talking skin. See, the simp you are is mediocre at best. With the facade you put on, trying so hard to impress. God only knows who, because I'm not impressed. Today is dingy. Dingy. And I get sleepy within your vicinity. You bore me. Always whining and crying about who did what, where, and when. Knows everybody's business and don't know nothing. Because you're about as dumb as a box of rocks. You best stop playing victim when you always starting shit. If somebody going to get you for that, and I guarantee you won't be missed. And I said, peace.
I guarantee you will not be missed?
No.
Who says that to people?
I guarantee you will not be missed.
That's on that same vein when some other poet came through and said something about Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali who killed. Oh my God!
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. He did that.
I remember that wordplay. Yeah, that's a slick wordplay. I see what you did there, Danielle.
Okay.
Danielle, listening to her piece reminded me of something that my son said today. Well, not today, but yesterday. He was in a store. He said to me, he said, Dad, if I see a Karen, can I call her out? I said, oh.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
I said, son, if she's truly a Karen, she will already be called out. There's no need for you to put her on blast. She will already be on blast.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm working on that with Jordan now because he has an issue with some Karen.
You just lead a boy with me for a weekend. He'll come back a whole new man.
Oh, Lord. I don't know if to accept that or make my baby hide. I don't know.
Girl, just lead that man with me.
He'll take real good care of him.
Oh, so real good care. Return of home all
baby
nice.
Back all militant.
Not militant.
Yes,
definitive.
Definitive? Okay. I rose by any other name. All right. Definitive.
Well, before we usher you over to the Get Down dance floor, dynamic show last mm-hmm. night. Kudos to you and Essentially Chinese.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let them know when your show is, because you probably don't have a topic yet. If you do, let them know.
Oh, I got a topic for the Love Zone.
Shucks. What is the topic?
And let me tell you, Janine, since she did such a great job with me on Soul Cafe and the Love Zone, she was requested to come back because my diva won't be back yet. And the topic is, can you be in a relationship without kissing ever?
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
What kind of relationship are we talking about?
Did I say that out loud?
Everything but the kissing.
What kind of relationship are we talking about?
It's a no for
everything
me.
But the kissing.
Yeah, it's a no for me.
Well, Van, we have a friendship. We're not romantically connected, so there's no kissing involved.
Not that.
You know what
romance,
she means, Jay. I know what you mean.
You guys are not
I know what
I'm
she means.
I'm a poet. It's a play on words. I am a poet.
You're right. You guys are not Italian, okay?
And we're not talking about a bromance, okay?
Wow.
We're talking about
she
a
just goes
relationship
there.
Between... Well, you know,
yeah,
Italians, they give you a kiss of affection or the kiss of death, you know, but y'all not Italian, so you ain't... It's not like that. But, you know, the relationship between a man and a woman, you know, you're into, you know.
Can it be a romantic relationship with no schmecking and no osculation? Okay.
No. I'm sorry. Those of you who have a different picture of me right now, I don't care. My answer is still going to be the same. Hell no.
Okay.
Since he said no, I'm going to be the devil's advocate and say yes. Just because of poetry.
Okay, Rob, really? Really? Really?
Yes. I'm going to be Stephen A. Smith, and he's going to be Max Kellerman. Yes.
Oh, right. Say, right. Oh my God, Stephen A. Smith! Please don't talk about Stephen A. Okay, please don't.
I know
he
irritates.
I mean, I enjoy him. He kind of, you know, who Stephen A. Smith is like to the sports world. I'm gonna say this is gonna be pretty controversial, but I'm gonna say this: Stephen A. Smith to the sports world, he is the sports world's Kevin Samuels. I said it.
I said it.
He is the sports world's Kevin Samuel.
No, he isn't.
Y'all done stirred up a bucket of ish.
No. He's from Queens, New York.
I said it.
I ain't got nothing to do with it, y'all.
Love you, bro.
You know what? I'm gonna calm down.
Kevin Samuel.
I'm gonna just walk away from the line and just remind myself I love Van.
It had to be said. Somebody had to say.
I love Van.
I ain't saying nothing.
I'm gonna get out of my feelings. I love Van.
The Pearl and Negra.
Yeah.
The Pearl and Negra. We're going to usher you on over into the Get Down dance floor. Please cut a rug while you're out there, you know. And stick around and enjoy the rest of the Get Down. Ladies and gentlemen.
Definitely.
La Pearl and Negra. One love, one mic. Take your socks off, baby.
One love, one mic.
I love you, Thursday. Somebody had to say it, man. If it wasn't me, it was going to be somebody. But
that boy is from Queens, New York. Leave that man alone.
It doesn't matter where he's from. It doesn't matter where he's from. I watched him today defending his position because Russell Westbrook's wife came at him, bro.
And he was very humble about it because he said, "I'm not going at nobody's wife."
He said, "But what'd I say? We're talking about basketball. We're talking about basketball. I'm being critical of him as a basketball player. If he's not getting
was
the job
he
done,
wrong?
Then he's not getting
was
the job
he wrong?
Done. He's just a,
was
yeah,
he
was
wrong.
That man had an amazing triple double that night. Now did his team win? No, but he still had an amazing triple double. Anyway, let's move on.
Let's move on, Van. I love Van Meadows. I love Van Meadows. I love Van Meadows.
Oh,
who's
man.
Next?
Next on the mic, we got the other half host of the Love Zone. She is Miss VIP. Hey, twin. What's popping?
Hello. How are you?
Hey, twin.
Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me?
You got a lot of noise behind you.
You got some noise behind
okay.
you, but we can hear you.
Is this better? Better?
That's better.
Okay. You know what? You guys kicked it. I look, y'all got me reluctant to spit my piece tonight. I'm telling you.
No, come on.
Nothing.
You got
that was Van.
Come on.
I did nothing. That was Van.
I didn't do nothing.
Y'all
I
always,
do nothing.
You always say that. y'all always
I do,
say
I
that.
I do nothing. I do nothing.
I'm telling
okay.
the truth. I ain't do nothing. That was Van. Everything y'all heard was
okay.
Van.
Mm-hmm.
I do nothing. I'm innocent.
The blame game continues.
Between him, Mojave,
so
and David
innocent.
Mott, yes. I am so innocent. I ain't do nothing. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Believe
you.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You live a lot closer to me than Van. You know I'm not lying.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
right.
Ms. VIP.
Well, Ms. VIP.
Yes?
J-Rob's got something he needs to discuss with you.
All right.
Ms. VIP, poetess.
Yes.
I'm going to make the assumption, and my assumption is usually on point when it comes to you because you're an outstanding poet. By any chance, would you happen to have a piece of poetry that you just really need to let loose on? Get it off your chest?
Oh, yeah. It's not as strong as your guys, though, but it's there.
Hey, I don't write as strong as Van. I'm just happy my piece came out the way it did. So,
stop it.
If you would
stop
mind,
it, stop it, stop it.
If you wouldn't mind, me and Van are going to step away from these microphones, and we are going to let you get on down and get that shit off your chest. How about that?
All right. Day after day, it's the same thing. My heart and soul desires a real love, loyalty, honesty. Hell, I really want a ring. I don't want to pay half for. No. I want someone who is as open to me as I them. Someone who will comfort me as I take away the pains of daily persecution on his shoulders. I want a love to hold me, strength to emanate between us, something I can feel on my brightest and darkest days. I want someone to come to me to talk, to share, to lighten the load. Not to be afraid to come to me, show his heart to me. But now, it's not just the right time for an us. And I had to get this shit off my chest, because I'm tired of being alone, doing the rest of my life on my own. But until he comes, I excel in my independence, preparing myself for the best offense. Me, him, we. I admit the impatience, but when it finally happens, we'll be the best team ever. And that's that piece.
Oh, she going for a poetry team up. I like this.
Thank VIP. Why you got to be in my head, though? I literally was having these same thoughts the other day. Oh.
Well, you know how it is.
I was telling somebody. I was telling somebody, you know, I hate doing this stuff by myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's so deep.
Listen,
so deep.
I may hate doing this stuff by myself, but I'd rather struggle by myself than struggle with someone that's not, that don't have their oars in the water.
Now, that's true. I'm not going to argue with that. I'm not going to argue with that, Jay, at all.
No, just because they're there don't mean they're helping.
That's true, too.
Because while you're trying to row that boat forward, there's just some people that's trying to poke holes in the boat so more water could get in, and you're trying to make it to shore.
Mm-hmm.
But that's enough of me. I'm going to get off my soapbox. I really like this piece a whole lot.
Yeah, this was a really good. It really was a really, really good piece. I agree. You got something off your chest different.
Mm-hmm.
Whole different perspective. That actually shows the poet in you as well. Because that's just a deep, deep reflective look at yourself through your art, and you did that. You did that. Transparency.
Would you say, Van, that there is dexterity in her transparency?
Absolutely. I most certainly will.
Then there it is. Then I'm satisfied.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I guess I'm going to go ahead and be like everybody else to extend my birthday wishes, because I'm in another state, and y'all know I'm busy, so if I don't get to tell you, my dear, happy birthday, and I hope you enjoy your day.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And she gave you a kiss, too?
Yeah. I did not.
Oh, darn.
I could have sworn I heard a mwah. But that,
I could have sworn
okay.
I heard it, too.
No, but if I wanted to, but if I wanted to, I'd hop on a plane and do so.
All right. Appreciate it.
Well, all right now.
Now, I know you won't be there next Wednesday, but it's still, you're still that show. Go ahead on. Shout out your show.
Well, my diva, La Perla Negra, and essentially Janice will be in the love zone. And this topic, I'm thinking we piggybacking off of this week that just passed for next week.
I see.
You and I share the exact same sentiment. Hell. Exactly. So if you even going to be in the same room, somebody better get the kitten. Somebody. Anyway.
You'll be sitting at somebody's funeral talking about, I wish I'd have kissed them more. I wish I'd have kissed them more.
And I'll be holding Van talking about, you know that you did not even want to kiss her. You know you didn't want to kiss her.
All right. I'm gonna tiptoe my way to get down there.
All right now, do that too. Get that dancing on. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the Get Down dance floor, she is Miss VIP. Check her, La Perla Negra, out on Wednesdays, 9 p.m. And coming up is one of the newest additions to the Epiphany family. She is essentially Janice. Welcome to the Get Down. How you doing? Are you muted?
Janice.
Hello? Are you muted?
Yo, Janice.
All right.
All right, we'll have to come back to her.
We'll come back. We're going to keep the party moving. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, J-Rob, the wise son, the dialing number 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 to get down.
Radio.
They know who we be.
All right. Let's go back to that call and see if they're ready. Area code 410, welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Johnny.
No, that's not Johnny's. She said that's not her.
I'm sitting here thinking Johnny's the whole way. Please excuse me. Who do we have?
Me too.
This is Lips.
Oh, Lisa, hey, Lips?
This is Lisa Lips.
Is that you? Is that you?
Yes, Lips.
Girl, how you doing?
I'm good.
You doing all right, Lisa Lips?
It's good to hear you, Lisa Lips.
Yeah, y'all talking about kissing. You know right good and well if my name is Lips, you better be putting some lips on
you.
You
better
me.
Be pushing. See,
okay.
That's what I'm talking
okay.
about.
Okay, because it's her, I'm going to retract my statement. But when the next poet comes on, I'm going back to my statement.
Oh, and while I'm thinking about it, happy birthday to you.
Come on.
That's enough of that.
Thank you. That's my first happy birthday being sung to me on my day. So thank you. I appreciate that, and I love it.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be on in the first two hours. I've never been on this early.
Girl, you in for a treat now.
Mm-hmm.
And since you sang to the man got a question for you.
Okay.
Well, Miss Lisa Lips, tell me, do you got something you want to get off your chest? Specifically
absolutely.
Tonight, you got something you want to get off your chest?
Yes, mm-hmm. I do.
Well,
and this piece came out of a conversation that I had. My friends were trying to set me up with somebody. And they gave all of his accolades and what a great guy he was. And then one day I just happened to run into him in public.
Mm.
And he was a nice guy while we were face-to-face with each other, to the point where we exchanged numbers. And then I got in my car and I went about my business. And then I get a text and I look at my phone and it says, "Won't you go get a room and I'll come meet you."
What?
Damn.
I flew hot instantly. And I wrote this piece like within 10 all minutes right. of that text.
Well, here's what we're going
to do.
We're going to step back and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. This piece is called Fetish Girl. All I want is something real. Someone who truly sees me, yet he loves me anyway. Makes me wish for a blind man who knows my words, my emotions, my hopes and dreams, my true desires, not just my physical attributes or how much he wants to consume them. A man who sees my true heart and loves my mind and how much I really understand what it is to be a helpmate. Someone who supports my dreams just as I support his and wants to give that Neo type shit and just wants to be a good man to me. But I have been, and I guess I will remain, a fetish, a toy, a plaything. Good for some fun, but not for the long run. 'Cause you got burned the last time, so you ain't putting that energy into nothing else. 'Cause you ain't ready for anything with me, 'cause you still caught up in that last hurricane. 'Cause you really do want to be in love, just not with me. But I'm the kind of girl you've always wanted to get with, though. So let's just play a while, because you know I always wanted you, but nothing serious, just having fun. That's what you said. So when the lonely weighs more than common sense and everybody you know is getting their life and you're trying to be morally right, but one more night alone just might stop your heart, then you agree to things you don't really want just to feel alive till morning comes. And he treats you like a stranger when just a few hours earlier he couldn't get enough of you, leaving me feeling like the disposal that's disposable, where he both dumped his load and tossed me aside like a handful of fast food napkins, the receptacle for his release and the cleanup cloth, tossed out with the trash now that he's relieved himself. Fetish fulfilled, no need for me anymore, till the next time the urge hits. But I'm tired now. The game holds no appeal. I need to be looked at like I'm precious, not like you want me, because we all know wanting it has nothing to do with placing any value in it. We all want stuff we don't truly need. But I can say I'm at least grateful for those who say the truth from the door. Then I have no false expectations, and I can decide for myself how much I can let you break me. It's those who want to pretend to care and then turn cold after. You were never my girl, no way. Cuts like a scalpel. You don't feel it till you're splayed open and bleeding. So you're at least ready for that morning gut punch when he speaks it plain. So how about I just stay in my cocoon and you let me be if you're looking for a toy? Because being a fetish girl hurts bad. And that's that piece.
Damn.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
My God.
My God. Yes.
Whew, yeah.
J-Rob, go ahead.
Talk about, I need to get this one off my chest. Yeah. She's like, I'm tired of being somebody's fetish girl. I need to be loved the right way. And if that's not you, walk on by and let me slide.
Right.
Because you're blocking somebody else's
blessing. Just keep moving. You know, find somebody else to play with. It's just not who I want to be.
She's like, I'm tired of not being somebody else's daily fetish and somebody sometimes want to be fetish. Mm.
Right. Right.
Bad man, yeah, what do you think?
No, I was going to say she definitely was very descriptive in that piece about her feelings and how he made her feel. And I really enjoyed it. Like, I mean, fetish girl. Like, there was a line in there that you said when you said, I'm just your fun girl, but not for the long, not, you know, you don't want me for the long
right.
haul.
Mm-hmm.
That struck a chord. Like, dang. And I know
no,
when you wrote it, you probably paused when you wrote that line.
Yeah, I did. And the anger was immediate because of what had just happened, but it was also
yeah.
a lifetime of things, because I've always been an anomaly in my entire life. My mother's white, my father's black. I grew up in a tiny little town where your race mattered, and I'm very fair-skinned. So if I've straightened my hair, then you don't know really who I am or what I am. But the moment
so,
that I act in the vein that I was raised around the black side of my family, then you got a problem with me, you know. And
right.
then so the white boys wanted to take me out, but they wanted to take me way out of town so nobody would see them with me. And the black
wow.
guys just wanted that notch on their belt. They just wanted to be able to say they got it.
Wow.
So I held on to my virginity till I was almost 20. Because I didn't trust anybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, so all of my life I have been some kind of a prize to people, some kind of a notch on their belt, some kind of a, you know, it was always this game. So I could never really trust anybody.
Mm.
So
yeah,
all
I was
of that
have
anger
a...
was put into that.
I was going to have an LSP moment, but when you explained it, I had to let the LSP go. And if you're not familiar with LSP on this show, it's a little jovial thing that Van and I do where we talk about light skin privileges and DSP, which are dark skin privileges. But
okay.
Until you explain this, I had to let the LSP go. Because you went through something.
And I joke about that kind of thing, too, but joking about it was my way of breaching it before you got a chance, too. You know, because I've always been very fair-skinned, and I've always been short, and I've always been thick. I cannot tell you how many times people have said to me, to my face, like it's some kind of a compliment, you would be pretty if you lost some weight.
Well, you do realize if you were in the Bronx, New York, being short and thick is sort of like an extreme badge of honor. So what's coming out of both of our mouths is, where you going?
Right.
Because we kind of into short and thick.
Yeah, I've been 5'3" since I was 12, and I've worn a bra since the second grade. So I've always been curvy. And I've always been short. Yeah, I was never meant to be tall. My mother is 4'9".
Somewhere right now, some man is licking his chops and rubbing his hands. Like, hey, girl.
Stop looking
in
my camera, Van. You stop.
Oh,
and I got both sides of the coin. I got left alone because of those things, but I also got left alone because most people thought somebody else was talking to me. When 9 times out of 10, I'm by myself. You know, I have been in Virginia since July, and I have yet to go out on one date.
Wow.
Where you live?
Norfolk.
We're going to talk. Because, you know, I'm in Norfolk regularly, and I'm hard-pressed to understand them dudes down there, because there's some sisters down there, some sisters that's about their life, and some of them cats are just different. I was going to say something else, but different is that word. Different's a better word.
We'll go with different.
Van
Meadows, we'll go with different.
What say you?
I've already said my piece on her piece. But now, Miss Lisa Lips, you ready to get out on that dance floor?
You gotta say it like that? You gotta say it like that, though, Van? Really? Really? Really?
I mean,
continue.
I'm just matching. I'm just matching your energy, Jay. You in Norfolk? We're gonna talk.
By the way, energy, bro. Y'all were talking about the raw links. I got mine today in the mail.
Woo-hoo!
I got the poet bracelet, and I got the Pac-Man link bracelet.
Poet bracelet something else?
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the all dark gray, because I wear mostly silver, and I thought it would look really nice. I posted a picture on the page.
There you go.
Okay, we'll have to go out there and shout it out.
But you didn't have to say Lisa Lips like... I was trying
to channel my inner Mr. Metaphoria after that piece he gave me, that long piece.
Oh,
I feel like week I need to dig deeper.
I take it back. Besides that, it's your birthday weekend. I take it back.
Thank you, bro.
Say that again the way you just said it and usher her to the get down dance floor. My bad.
Appreciate you. Now, Lisa Lips, are you ready?
Yes, poetic.
Get out on that dance floor. Are you ready to show them those moves and what those curves can do for a 5'3"?
I'm all ready. Mm-hmm.
All right. Watch out there,
y'all.
And
happy birthday,
Van. Thank you again. On her way is Lisa Lips, y'all. Man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Man, the sisters have been coming through blazing this mic tonight.
That part is actually true.
But we're gonna flip the switch and bring in one of our brothers. He is none other than DSR's own Mr. Boston is in the building. What's good with you, brother?
Whoa! Big brother! Let me just do this. Let me shout out to the sister that was the last one to speak. I am so proud to see a sister not weaken herself and lower herself down to the pine cones of the ground and stand her ground like she did. I am so proud of that sister that did that. You know, with so many bubble-headed black men out here, they don't care nothing about nothing but getting what they can get, notches on their belt, and do whatever they want to do and keep on moving. They ain't looking for nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm shouting out to her for being such a brave young lady to be able to express that, indeed.
My man, big brother, Mr. Boston. How you doing, brother?
Man, you know, I done finally settled in. I done got comfortable now. You know what I'm saying? Last week I went down and took my physical driver's test and passed it with two errors. So my California license will be coming there by Friday. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm sitting back chilling.
You know, my computer's on the blink. And so, you know, it's just a lot of things going on. A lot of things need to be repaired. A lot of things need to go in the shop and be repaired. So those are the things that's important right now. You know what I'm saying? My health is good. My mind is excellently well, you know, so, and I'm happy, you know, happy at home with my significant other. I'm happy there. You know, I'm good.
Nice.
Awesome, bro. That's awesome.
Nice.
Glad to hear it. But I ain't about moving to a state where I got to retake my driving test. I ain't doing that. I'm not doing that. If I can't move to the state and just renew, no, man.
That's bad.
Well, I'm renewed.
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
That's bad.
If the money's right, y'all can have this New York driver's license.
Yeah.
I hear that, Jay.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to hear from you, Mr. B, man. I'm glad to hear you on the mic.
Yeah, man. I had to come through, man. Happy birthday, Van. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday.
Thank you, brother.
You know?
Thank you, brother.
Mine's exactly 31 days away, and I'll be 63.
Right.
Yeah, I'll
no
be popping my collar
way
on that 63, you know?
No
wow
way. Are you going to be
yeah
a 6-tray on your birthday?
That's right. Going to be 6-tray. Yes, indeed.
That's
absolutely
what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's
you
up
do. That's awesome, bro.
Yeah.
That's real awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, Mr. Boston, I have a question for you, brother.
Uh-huh.
And seeing that you're from DSR, and I know your pedigree, I'm going to make the assumption that you have a couple of pieces or a piece of poetry that you just got to get off your chest.
Wow. Man, see, that's something because I have actually elevated from that part of the ground, and I come up through the tree trunk, so now I'm a branch on a tree. So I don't know. Let me ask you this question.
Go on.
Have you ever sit down and had a bold conversation with your feminine side?
Mm-hmm. Can't say that I have.
Most men haven't. Most men, not you, but most men are scared of their feminine side because that feminine side is going to show you who you are and what you should be, and how you can take your masculine side and intertwine with your feminine side and become one with your feminine masculine and be also powerful and successful.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm digging where that's going.
I'm gonna explain it to you in this piece of poetry that I'm going to do.
Well, then.
And it's going to be my masculine speaking to my feminine, and my feminine going to be speaking to my masculine. You just got to pay attention to who's speaking at a different time.
Well, then you go on and get on down then, brother.
Twin vision clear. No fear. Eyes open, our hearts open in the universe to see within, to converse feminine and masculine unity. I deeply instill the keys to unlock we, masculine, feminine, feminine, masculine, guiding us through rebirth, a pure light which has evolved from where we come from, a light with no flicker yet burning cosmically. Masculine, show me what you mean. Penetrate my mind with a new level of understanding. How to read your verbiage and phrases of thoughts, allowing stimulation to dwell within my mental consciousness. Miss Feminine, you are composed of the same pure light as I am, embedded in your state of consciousness. I'm willing to go on your spiritual journey to seek what stands before me. As I learn of your insights and views of what you divinely mediate and meditate upon eternally, we learn from one another, masculine, feminine. This will give me the opportunity to learn what you know and experience, places you have traveled, taking me on a never-ending exploration of your mind, heart, and soul. While I open my knowledge to you, many will never experience this mental me. I choose not to let everyone in. This is why I explore. I climb to reach levels of maturity in areas you have long before reached. And taking your hand as I struggle with certain truths. Your embracing words will comfort me if I fall short. I know I'll be rising again because you will speak the words. Mountains will move from me. I compare you not with the Most High, nor do I put you in a place where only he should abide. But you were sent to be the guide of wisdom, strength, untapped into, most importantly, a divine being who honors and worships the one true and living God. Yes, I am the extraordinary seeker with the light already in hand to inquire about the other who completes the search for enlightenment and purification of the mind, body, and soul, reaching that step in euphoria in altered states of consciousness. And where I travel, so will you. For each piece, masculine and feminine, in each line, in each word, in each rhyme, will tell you my story. As I open my third feminine, third eye to plainly see, I will decipher certain masculine truths about you. There are perhaps hidden on the phrases used, yet so clear to me, for knowing you, I have begun to know how your mind thinks. And feel where you are coming from until our pens meet again on this female, feminine, masculine journey of understanding in the truth of two, become one, peace and blessings. And that's Mr. Boston from BSR all damn day. Indeed.
I enjoyed this. I could tell to a point which was which, but I wasn't writing that fast. But I liked this piece because I knew in certain parts where it was. Damn, I need a secretary. I like this piece because I can't type that fast,
you
bro.
Know, yeah, I was just experimenting. You know what I'm saying? I was experimenting with both halves of myself. You know, going back and forth, talking to my masculine, talking to my feminine. You know what I'm saying? And I just find a area of just straight peace and balance, you know, and it's a good thing that I did that piece because I'm on both sides searching for the other side to come forth and just step into this world with me. You know what I'm saying?
I could dig it. I could dig that.
Yes, sir.
Van Meadows, what say you?
Oh man, Mr. Boston always is always on point with educating in his pieces and teaching you something. And this piece is no different, man. The balance between the male and the female side within oneself in this piece. Man, this is just brilliant writing, man, and the experimentation worked. So I dug it, my brother. You know I dug it.
Thank you. Appreciate. Indeed.
I like it.
Yes, sir.
I like it a lot. Actually,
you
should post this in the event page so that other cats, so that, well, let me speak for me because I want to read it again because I like it. So if you wouldn't mind posting that in the event page so that I could read it and everybody else could probably enjoy what I just heard.
Okay. I will. It's written in ink. It's not typed, no nothing. It's written in ink.
That's okay.
Okay. I'll get a picture of it, and I'll write it very nicely, you know, because when I write, I scribble, because I'll be writing so fast, because my mind be going like that, so I'll be scribbling. So let me write it in a very nice cursive way and then post it.
Most appreciative, brother.
Absolutely,
okay.
Brother.
Will do.
Van Meadows.
All right, my brother, we're going to usher you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor. You got several ladies to choose from over there hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you got some OG stuff over there, like the gin and juice over there?
Without question.
Yeah, man, of course. Gin and juice. And if you want to tell the bartender to just give you an OE40, he got you.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I'll take the OE40. You know what I'm saying? So
I know
what I'm saying. Just tell them I'm coming in, and when I come in, I'm going to stop at the door, and I'm going to look to my left, and I'm going to look to my right. I want to know which one's going to wave at me first.
There it is.
The first 40 is on me, brother. We got you.
All right.
We got you.
All right. Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down Dance Tour is our brother DSR's home, Mr. Boston. Man, this show is going great, man. Whew.
Like
we ready for these next? Yeah, I like that piece too, man. I like that piece too. Are we ready for the next poet on the mic?
I'm sure am. Who do we have, man?
Right, we got area code 347. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
You have the drive-by poetess Denise.
Hey, Denise. Drive-by poetess, how you doing?
Ready to shoot up the place.
I know that's right. Coming in, blazing, ink blazing, pens blazing.
Yes, fingers hot.
I know that's
right. That's what I'm talking about.
Happy birthday to you, Van Nettles.
Thank you so much, Drive-By Poetess. I really appreciate it.
It's indeed a pleasure to be amongst my fellow poetess and poetess tonight. When I get on, I have to really be patient and just enjoy the ride because we passed my bedtime.
I know
that.
Well,
we appreciate.
I need my beauty sleep, poet. I need my beauty sleep.
Well, we're going to make sure you get it, but we got to hear from you first. J-Rob.
Oh, drive-by, beloved. By any chance, do you happen to be holding on to a piece of poetry that you just have to get off your chest?
Yes, I do. I just have to get it off my chest.
Well,
then, go ahead.
I was going to say, if that is the case, I am going to step away from the mic. Van is going to step away from the mic, and we're going to let you go on ahead and get down.
All right. The name of my piece is Imagine. As I imagine the removal of the chains of this life from my hands and feet, I seem to have forgotten the real chains holding me, binding me to a spirit of a bubble of untruth, fantasy, engulf my soul, lead me blindly down a rabbit hole, listening to the lullaby of the chingling of chains lulling me to sleep. The chains of complicated loving, caring mind, being bind by an unhealthy, unstable, rusted chain that has the tendency to slip and fall down my forehead, making it hard for me to see, make me unstable, unable to believe. Still embracing my mind to believe the imaginary life and love I feel is real. I stand holding God's hand in line, imagining the insane thought of you freeing me, not realizing the long wait as I resisted the opportunity to embrace, to get more of me and less of you. Love me as I imagine my mind today singing, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. To spiritually grow without the false foundation of love found and lost to an imaginary being whose power was as he thought a means of being controlled, being tired no longer, wanted to hold on to the fantasy come real. I was holding on to an imaginary dream where no one was in it but me, a place hidden away in my imagination, waiting to set free. Dancing today like David danced to the rhythm of my own heartbeat in God's embrace. Again, feeling safe, feeling free, feeling loved because of the chains have fallen. No visible form of pain, strife, no skin feeling the heat of the fire that was supposed to dissolve me. Oh, what a relief it is to have mental chains drop off without having to struggle to remove them. Imagine the flow of new blood nourishment to cleanse my heart and renew my spirit. Just imagine I had been in a mental prison with my heart as a willing participant deceiving me into submission, as I would have fell down like Alice in Wonderland enjoying the madness of the Mad Hatter. Imagine not waking up until it's too late, saying to the King of Hearts as the rabbit ran past me, I'm late for a very important date to have my madness and my chains removed. I'm free at last, thank God Almighty, I'm free at last.
You did the damn thing on this one. You did the damn thing on this piece. Yes. I love the references and especially how you ended this piece off. You led us all the way towards that Alice in Wonderland with the Cheshire Rabbit and the whole big, what's my man's name with the big old hat?
The Cheshire Cat. I forgot.
You led us down that road. I was digging that. And how dare you end such a beautiful joint with the whole Martin Luther King free at last joint? I see you.
Man, I'm telling you. Ain't nothing better than freedom, man. Nothing better than freedom.
Say that twice. Come on now.
No matter how you sound it out. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, free at last. And nothing's better than being free in the mind. We always releasing the chains of our feet and our hands. But when you get them rusty chains off your head from around your neck, that's true freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That part.
Mm.
I'm like floating like a butterfly, singing like a bee today.
Oh, you just been on it.
Yeah, awesome. Never know what weight you're carrying until it's lifted, man.
I love that. Van Meadows, what say you?
Man, I agree with you, Jay. You know, this piece was amazing. You know, the references in it, and then the free at last reference. Oh my God! Throughout the piece, I had my black fist pumped way up in the air listening to this. Drive by poets, you did your thing. You took out the ink, and you just shot up the place. I love it.
Mm, thank you so much. My pleasure.
Yeah, you killed on this. I like that. I like that a
yes,
lot.
She did.
That's my separation piece.
Hmm.
Is that right? All right.
That's right. All right. That's my separation piece. Free at last.
Excellent.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming through with this.
Now, before you retire, to get that beauty rest, just give us one dance on the dance floor. Okay? Just one dance. We got to get one dance.
All right. I'll get some energy for you if I get off my feet and stretch my legs. Okay?
All right. I love it.
Thank you
so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that dynamic piece is the drive-by poetess. What an amazing, amazing piece of art that was, man. Oh, man.
They know who we be.
All right, Next up on the mic, J-Rob, the wise son. We got area code 419. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Good evening, Poetic. Happy born day. This is your boy, Rebel Jones.
Rebel P, my boy. What's
my
up,
man? I'm so happy I got to call in. I got to call in, man. I'm so happy. And
oh,
on your
man,
born
I'm
day,
happy too,
man.
Thank you, broski. I appreciate you, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What an honor to have Rebel P in the house tonight, y'all. Hey, man, I don't know if you heard the show last night, but C-34 Music did your piece on Tuesday night, man. And, oh, my gosh.
What
then
a great honor.
To
he
the
is
music.
My favorite poet, too. Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
I love that, man. I love that, man.
Absolutely,
right
bro.
On.
Absolutely.
Right on. Hey, brother, Van Meadows has a question that he would like to slide past you.
Man,
absolutely.
Listen. Knowing this brother like I know him, I know he got something to get off his chest. The Rebel P. All
right.
You got something you want to get off your chest tonight, brother? Please, go ahead and get on down, man.
I do. There's a whole lot of things going on in the world right now that make folks uncomfortable, and I want to talk about them. So this is called Uncomfortable, and it comes in two parts. I'm sitting next to you. You're sitting next to me, and the only thing between us is radio waves, two cell phones, a tablet, an Xbox, and a fucking TV. How do we talk to each other? What does human interaction even mean? We're all plugged into some form or fashion. All the world problems in the world, this is just a fraction. What's going to happen when we plunge back into the dark ages and have no more functioning electronic satisfaction? I'm currently sitting on the outside of the world and looking back in, and I'm telling you now it's a sad state that we're in. Tears happen. But you can't say that, especially if you're a man. Society has made you weak for feeling, categorized as mental illness, a pill for that and this, to suppress the dangers of emotion and caring. How will they persecute my masculinity when I yell out that I'm sad, not depressed? That's a made-up term, but emotionally invested in mankind's current devastation. There's a wicked cloud hanging over what it means today to be human, and it doesn't include anywhere about being humane in the definition. A lack of consideration and compassion is what it takes nowadays to make it in this sea of dysfunction, filled with an unhealthy, chaotic distractions in your... Nobody no more if you're not part of a political or religious faction. I'm not understanding what's the big attraction serving the current slave master. Life nowadays all over this damn planet is a disaster with a doomsday just waiting to happen. Part two. Let me take a moment to tell you exactly what this is and what exactly that this isn't. There here is not your regularly scheduled program or a piece without substance. This here is my fingers working on auto to bring you what the spirit inside wishes to speak in it. Generally, it's noteworthy, something to keep in memory when you're looking at the world, questioning the reality of all of its mass frailties. But we aren't really that weak, are we? We are blessed daily, given 365 to be exact, to get it right year after year, yet conformity to rules that make little to no sense unless I just don't understand the riddle in which we exist that seems to rule over the natural rights universally given to you and me. This can't be real, this life that we live where superiority is based on a financial class and the color of your skin, political beliefs or faith and religion, attacking philosophies and theories based on beliefs of who's right. I say none of us, but nothing's truly been proven, especially when how many instances scientific proof has been disproven. Look at history and all of it's breaking down on the human through greed and consuming, and it's like someone put something in the water. Don't drink from the tap no more or else you may suffer the side effects like you were roofied and mind raped foolishly over and over again. As the embers of the human sickness rises from the flames of life, a sadness of kinds floods the eyes and the mind of those who few see the truth as it is, those few whom still hold their own hearts, minds, and souls. Those those few whom have allowed another to control the flow of what they think or how they move or the things that they choose to do. What kind of control is being held over you? Go ahead. Ask yourself this question. If this message was uncomfortably directed towards you, that's that piece.
Yo.
Damn.
Yo. Yo. Knowledge drop. Knowledge drop. Rebel P. Bro, this
feed
piece
them, bro.
Is
feed
amazing,
them,
bro. Man,
Lord,
listen.
Feed them, bro.
Listen, yo. Yo. Rebel P, this is dynamic, bro.
Mm.
You slayed the mic, brother. You slayed the mic. I'm glad. I'm glad you came through and got something off your chest.
Shit,
we needed
to
hear that,
man. Honestly.
That's
absolutely
what I'm talking about.
I'm glad you did.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. If C-34 is listening, he probably got something nice for the music, so.
You know he do.
You
know
he
do.
I know he do. That man is a genius. I love that man.
That's a really good brother right there.
Yes, he is.
That's my
yes,
family right there. My children call him uncle.
Nice.
What's up? That's
yeah,
what's
definitely.
Up, man.
That's my family, man.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, man, before we usher you on over,
your birthday, man. I hope you have an amazing rest of your birthday, man.
Thank you, bro. It's actually tomorrow, and you know, so I'm gonna have a ball, man. I'm gonna have a ball.
I hope so.
I'm gonna have a ball because you know you only turn 47 once. You only turn 47 once, man. Yeah, bruh.
Have yourself a ball, man.
That's exactly why I'm going to have a ball, bro. Because
there you go.
I was able to walk away, and there are others who were not. So I'm humbled that I got to walk away. So. Oh, man.
That's your stuff. Do it big, man. Do it big.
Yes, sir.
But I got to go back and put the babies to bed. I just want to
hang
stuff and spill it.
All right, man.
Hug
them little ones. Hug them little ones for us, man. Hug them little ones for us.
No doubt.
One love, one mic, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to tuck the little ones in, that is our brother DSR's own Rebel P. Jones. Man. J-Rob, did you hear that? Did you hear
that? Bro, he came and choked the mic and murdered it, left the microphone smoking.
Yes, he did, man. Yes, he did. Man, see now the brothers are picking up steam. Now they're picking up steam. Because next up, we got our good brother, Sir Lawrence, coming through the get down. What's good with you, sir?
What's happening, sir?
Man, yo, gentlemen. Yeah, I had life got in the way, man, but I'm back. I took a landing. I'm in.
We're glad you're back,
nice.
Bro. I heard you the other night, man. I was like, yes, Sir Lawrence is back. He is back.
Back.
Nice.
Yes, sir. Hey, J-Rob, what's to do? What it do, buddy?
Hey, man, if I call it, I'll spoil it. Nobody will be around for it. I'm just glad to hear you, bro.
I hear you, man. I'm glad to be back. Glad to be back, man. And happy birthday to you, Poetic.
Thank you. Thank you, good brother. Appreciate you.
And if I may, I forgot her first name, but Miss Lips.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's still listening, but there's two words for you right here. And just remember these two words. Whose expectations? That's all you gotta do. Just remember
the
two words.
Yes, sir, bro. Whose expectation? I like that, man. I like that.
Nice. Well, bro, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you. By any chance, did you happen to have some poetry that you just got to get off your chest?
I got one I can get off my chest, man. It's interesting that I'm falling behind Mr. P because I think we kind of sinking over here.
Well, that being the case, me and Van Meadows are going to take a step back before these mics and let you go on ahead and get on down.
Contradiction. How much does it cost you to be you? Adding up all your habits from soap to clothes and everything in between. When you leave home to meet the public, to be seen on the scene. Was the offer to deny your role or to sell your soul? Sacrifice. In other words, the sanction of your fix. Make everything a crime, so just by thinking for yourself, you become a criminal. If our thoughts are the crime, what is it that we are not thinking? Too busy letting brainwashing be the only form of entertainment, while commercials interrupt to make sure we don't adjust. Is the television still watching you? Do you stop watching it? Or are you past asking for another shot of dirty electricity? When they start showing you the heliograms of the one stepping down from the cloud, remember, it's only Act 4, Scene 5. Sir Lawrence.
Whew. J-Rob.
Act 4, Scene 5. He wasn't ready for what came before that, bruh. He wasn't ready for what came before that. I dig this a lot. Salute to you, my good brother. Salute. I like this. I'm sorry. My face is hurting because I'm cheesing so hard. This is dope. This is some really dope poetry, man. Oh, I need this. I need this. And I know I asked before, but, bruh, please, if it isn't too much trouble, would you mind posting that in the event page? Cause
let me see, because I had trouble last time. I think I got to figure it out this time.
If you have any trouble, send it to me so I can share it with
the world. All right, you on.
Van Meadows, what
Sir
say
Lawrence.
You?
Sir Lawrence, brother, this is what happens. This is what happens. When you are away from your craft, you're missed, but you're also pulled away so that you can be refueled, re-energized, and retooled, and come through with some fresh ink. And my brother, this piece right here is some of the freshest ink that I have missed coming from the pen of Sir Lawrence. So thank you, good brother.
Right on. Appreciate that, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Indeed.
Oh, man, we thank you, man. We thank you.
Indeed.
But now,
I really like that.
Since you've been gone, you got to get on over there to that Get Down dance floor, and you got to show them that you back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I think I can move both legs this time.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. On his way, y'all. On his way is the brother Sir Lawrence, man. Y'all better watch out. He about to show you a thing or two. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Right on.
Man.
I like that piece he dropped.
I like that piece too, man. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online, the time is now 10:49. You have 11 minutes before you will be cut off for the live stream. So you want to get in on this, 319-527-6300, press 1. Next on the mic, Jay, we got the music man himself, C-34 Music, y'all. What's up, C-Double?
You ain't even tell me that tomorrow's your birthday. It's like I feel like a broke stepchild. What's going on?
What's happening, bro? What's happening? Yes, sir.
Nothing much. Happy birthday to you, my brother. And J-Rob, the wise
yes, sir.
Son.
Yes, sir.
I need some of your wisdom. I need to glean some wisdom from you because you're a wise son.
Talk to me.
Norman Lear, how can he tell a whole bunch of black folks how to be black?
Because there was a whole bunch of black people that gave up the right and said, you can tell my story. So he felt obligated to turn it into something that he called his story, which was wrong.
Yeah, because I was watching Sanford and Son late night last night, and it just came to me. Good Times, mm-hmm. Jeffersons,
mm-hmm.
Chico and the Man,
mm-hmm.
and Sanford and Son.
Good Times.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Jeffersons.
Yeah. Yep, mentioned that.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Written all by the
Indeed.
Same brother who wrote Cooley High.
Yep.
And only got $500,000 for all of those shows because Norman kept
and
the money.
Got away with stuff with All in the Family and Maude.
Absolutely.
See,
and
this is why I talk to your brothers.
Absolutely.
And my brother Rebel, I mean, dang. He had to go
right.
in like LAPD with a Bataram. Come on now.
Yeah, he wasn't playing.
I'm supposed to follow DMX?
Right.
Shoot, he made me feel like Ricky Bell, man. Come on, man.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm just
ladies,
saying.
Talk to you for a moment.
Wow,
he needs
really?
To take some panties off and get some bass in his voice. Shoot.
Oh, man. Well, my brother, C-Double,
yes.
J-Rob, has a burning question for you.
Okay,
my
I'm ready for
it. My good brother.
Yes.
By any chance, would you happen to have any poetry that you have just got to get off your chest?
The answer to that will come at the end of it. I saved it for the end of it.
Then allow me and Van Meadows to back up away from these microphones so you can go on and get on down.
Thank you, my brothers. This piece is called I'm Not Joining Your Group. Just got an invitation and saw a picture of a swastika. I could have been offended to become defensive, but my imagination got bigger. Instead, I'll configure love within the messages to help those oppressed by delusional supremacists, race baiters, and the feminists funded by programming peddlers, to bring conversation together with the things God gave me to my best here without taking any credit. I master each card in the deck from a perspective to discover as a North American I have words that I can express here without needing a passport visa to achieve your presence. I hope these people reading and listening catch the message. Like Cleveland Browns receiver Jarvis Landry, I want to bless them. Cook this up and make it tender, anointing them with oil, Wesson. Eradicate the hatred and all this aggression out of mind-blowing decisions in this heat wave, but don't fret, love. Ain't no half-stepping. I set it off with a strafe move on my rights with my left hand. Those 40 years and under won't ever get the reference of that analogy that I used as a metaphor to all the competitors pushing hate. I see your skeletons trapped in the closet like a bunch of R. Kelly's friends, backstage, underage, adolescents, and your mind's telling you again, no, for humanity deserves a better plan than you bumping and grinding to hide the facts that you're effeminate. I decline your invitation to be part of your membership. And if this is the challenge, then like Mr. T, I'll be rejecting it. Swat it out my vicinity like Dikembe Mutombo, because you have blinders when it comes to love as seen by Stevie Wonder. And punks jump up to get beat down by brand Nubians. So with your unconscious bias and prejudice, are we really going to do this now? I'm too old for this stuff, and I'm tired of this foolishness. You drank the poison Kool-Aid sent from Guyana with all the news you watch. Cool it now. My new edition comes equipped with a unibrow. Davis for the L.A. Lakers, except my statement came from Damien out of the state above.
guess that means I'm a trailblazer, and I'm constantly reigning in Portland. You talk white on black, but don't forget black on black. Remember that. It's important. To not address that would be in poor taste, like liver mixed with chitlins. Nasty and ridiculous, but enough with the chit-chat. Tell me, without love for all, how can we fix that? Can't pour Robitussin on that or heal these wounds with Windex? Are you living on a prayer or getting busy on the internet? I'm not here on Facebook to get famous. Consider this my ministry. Got friends throughout the world with so much talent and gifts they give. So ain't no way I'm accepting mindsets that are so limited. So unfriend me, because that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. I said it before and you heard it here first. I'm too sexy for my shirt and so sexy it hurts. More than Philadelphia Eagles quarterback named Jalen, who looks like Shamar Moore. Now, these hate games, stop playing. I'm not a black man screaming white power like a blind man named Clayton. And if you make that mistake again, take the stick and put it up yourself like it's from Playtex, by the way. If I had so much, that means I've had a threesome with the weather girls that were two tons of fun. In peace.
You dropped the weather girls in there?
Bruh,
you dropped the weather
exactly
girls in
there? That's exactly where I'm at, Jay. Not only did he
you
drop them in there, he said he was having a threesome, bro, with the weather girls.
I said, if I had too much crap on my chest, where do you think it comes from? <There you go. laughs>
If you got an orgasm from having a threesome with the weather girls, that's why it was raining, man.
I set you up for that.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Very nice. Oh, man. I love that piece, bro. I love that piece. I love it, man. I just dig your references throughout your pieces, man. I just want to know, how long do it take you to come up with your pieces with all these references? Is it a continual flow when you start writing, or is just
yes.
You just drop?
You just said it right there. It's like I don't know how it comes. I just start writing, and it keeps going and keeps going like an Energizer Bunny, just keeps going.
Mm. Wow.
Well, I'm
wow.
down.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm down.
Well, we're going to go ahead and get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, my brother, because it's steaming out there. The ladies started it, and it's like the fellas is ending it. But stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, my brother, and thank you again.
Okay, so I'm going to go and do what I did last year before. I'm going to do a Jeffrey Daniel sideways moonwalk, going to the backwards moonwalk with the dripping Jerry curl.
Drip, drip,
with the dripping
drip,
Jerry curl.
Follow the drip.
All right, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the dance floor, C-34 music, y'all. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
Right
you.
On, my man.
Man, we're going to go from a C-34 music, y'all, to a, I'm going to put quotes around it, creative writer, Mr. Metaphoria.
Well, goddamn, it's about time, motherfucker. I got something to get off my chest because I've been in line in this motherfucker for an hour and a half and was punched in queue before you motherfuckers even spit. You're doing this selective-ass order of van because it's your goddamn birthday weekend. Fuck your birthday. You put us in the order and we come through this motherfucker. I've been backed up on this show too many goddamn times.
Hello?
Evening, J-Rob.
Have you calmed down yet? Have you calmed down yet?
Fuck the shit, man. Fuck the goddamn shit.
Have you calmed down yet?
I had to listen to Grandpa Pigeon there and Mr. Boss's old ass stuttering and shit. Couldn't remember what the fuck he was talking about. He was touching his titties and everything because he was feeling on his feminine side and shit. I'm tired. And good line, J-Rob. I like that skin folk ain't kin folk. That was some deep shit.
Thank you, bro.
I like that one. Now, back to normal shit as usual. What y'all doing?
Hey, tonight's a great night, man.
It sounds like he already got his off his chest, so I guess we can put him back in.
No, I got a piece.
You cannot tell when David Mott got it off his chest. They write love letters angry. You can't tell he got it off his chest.
Goddamn right, shit.
I love you.
Too.
Love you so goddamn much, making me love your fucking ass. Love you. Shit. Fuck, you know I love you. That's Dave.
Oh, man. Dave, what's good, bro?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, my friend. You got something you want to get off your chest? Thank you, bro.
I really do.
Don't ask
him. Yep, I'm finna go into it whenever y'all ready.
Don't ask him. You know the answer. Don't ask him that.
Go ahead and get on down then, bro.
This is called My Letter to the Greatest. How could I say goodbye? When I felt this was all a horrible nightmare, and tomorrow the sun was shining new, I would look up and see you. But tomorrow came again and again, yet still no sign of my best friend. Nothing more than searching for reason to smile once more. A laughing facade, but broken inside. For hours upon hours, I cried and cried. So many different emotions felt. Anger and sorrow with multiple crying shoulders abroad, but not a word could I speak. I can only weep, reminiscent of yesterday. Every yesterday before April 17, 2020. Each and every one of them filled with joy, but every one of them after has felt null and void. I never thought losing a friend could hurt so much. Numerous lives you influenced and hearts you touched. I never thought it would come to an end. You were so much more than a friend. You were my brother from a different womb. We would always say from the stage to the tomb, but there was so much more ahead. I just can't get that dreadful morning out of my head. How could I say goodbye? When I felt Hollywood was awaiting us together, but the sands of time expired without warning. There was so much more. There was so much I learned from you, but so many more lessons for you to teach. The stage was your pulpit, and hot damn did you preach. I looked up to you, and when I told you, you said, I ain't shit. We both laughed, but I knew you just didn't know how bright your light shined into my life. You taught me everything I know about the stage. Life of bright lights and giving the gift of light to the lives of others 20 minutes at a time. Time. If only I could have 20 more minutes of your time, I'd ramble off these thoughts in this mangled mind of mine, and you say in return, okay, now let's come up with something for the next show. How could I say goodbye? To the man who kept every promise made. If only you could have promised to never go away. If only I could rewind time back to the day before you walked through heaven's door, I'd tell you so much more. I'd pick your brain so much more, and we'd last just the same so much more. If only we could have done so much more of the ideas we pondered about. Now there are days I just wander about. Then I hear your voice saying, as only you could say, nigga, make them laugh. And I try my best to do just that. How could I say goodbye when I don't want to let go? Forever holding on to the memories of the miles of highway we traveled together filled with laughs and jokes that we could ever remember. The memories. Memories of yesterday accompanied with tears of today. Unable to share any of these words until today. Today was possibly the first day I accepted the fact that reality is I must tell you goodbye as you have taken the stage in the comedy club in the sky. Today was possibly the first day I felt closure. Today was possibly the first day of many to come in which I don't break down when I don't receive a morning call. Maybe today made sense of it all. Yesterday I feared what today had in store, but today made me finally accept the truth that tomorrow wouldn't include you physically anymore. But in my heart, you'll live forever. How could I ever say goodbye? I understand now I never will. I just say, see you later to the greatest comedian that ever do it. You always were and always will be the greatest of all time to us all. I just hope you knew it. Love you, bro. Rest in peace to Philip LaBelle, Velly Bell Harris. In peace.
Bro.
Van Meadows, you go first.
This is a beautiful tribute to your friend, to your man, to your brother. Gone on to the comedy club in the sky, bro. I applaud you for having the courage to be that transparent, to ink that and really get it off your chest. Because I know you've had it in there for a moment. And I hate you right now for changing the mood of this show, J-Rap.
Dear David,
appreciate you, man.
Mott.
Oh, fuck.
Dear David, nope, that's not how you spell David. David Mott. PHUCKU. We was having a good show until you came on, Dave. However, happy heavenly birthday to Lavelle.
Yes, sir.
That brother is going to be extremely missed. This was an absolutely fantastic piece. When I come out to Oklahoma, he's buried out there, right?
He was cremated. So, I mean, like...
Never.
They probably, like, threw his ashes in the air somewhere. So, like, when you come out here, just take a big-ass inhale or something. You probably, like, sniff him up a little bit or some shit like that.
I got something particularly planned when I get out there, bro. You'll understand, because I did it for my brother Fred. You'll understand when I get out there. Just don't say no.
Hey, and don't y'all be expecting this old sensitive-ass shit no motherfucking more either. You know, I don't really be on this type of shit.
I hate
motherfuckers
you.
No.
See what I say, man? Yeah, they get something off the chest. He even say, I love you with attitude.
Right, right.
Yeah, just me. You know, y'all be thinking a motherfucker just light skin all the goddamn time or something. No, motherfucker.
I ain't light skin, but this was a good piece. Actually, no, this was not a good piece. This was really, really incredible. And I dig this.
Well, I appreciate.
Real talk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know this is a personal piece of yours, but it would really mean a lot to me if you posted this so that other people can know just how great this dude was.
Yeah, I posted this shit.
Mighty Whitey.
We're celebrating life this Saturday. We're going to turn the fuck up. Get drunk, crack some jokes. All that good shit.
That was a mighty way to
appreciate in the, John, what you said in the show earlier, I didn't, I'm the motherfucker that said, nigga, I kill Ali, and I stand by that shit with both hands, whole hands.
I was trying to speak metaphorically before you came through with all that.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot it straight.
I shot it straight.
And then... Van, I heard you say my name earlier talking about you were trying to channel your deep voice. You better hope for laryngitis to get your voice as deep as this motherfucker goes.
I will try.
Really?
I will try it.
Let you know that.
I'll try it. I'm going to try it just for you. I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
You make it sound like
you
sound
like Nick
nobody,
trying
nobody
to do this
can, he make it sound like nobody else could have a good goddamn day except for him. And then he go, no, he thinks about it. You feel it.
I'm just saying.
Get off
the phone, Dave. Never mind. Get off the phone.
Yeah.
Good evening to all the ladies listening. Penny, what's going on with you? I see you, girl.
Here we go.
I hate him.
I'm going to let y'all keep practicing.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Mr. Metaphoria. Coming through, changing the atmosphere, if you will, of the show. Wow.
AKA,
we're going to keep it moving.
AKA the reason why we hate David Mott.
Absolutely. We're going to keep it moving. We got the host of the Hidden War Council, Fly Speak, PP, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff. None other than Mojave. What up, Hive?
What's really good? What up, though?
What up, though? Cousin?
What's happening?
Everything you, is bro. Everything. That's why that thing make him swing.
All right, well, since this JB making Chief Long win jokes about me, I'm going to just get down to the point. You said something to get off our chest. We're going to get it going, and then we'll get to thing because I got to make the announcement and things of that sort for next Tuesday because it's monstrous. Okay, you ready?
Yes, please. Cousin, I'm going to make the assumption that you got something that you need to get off your chest that you haven't shared before, something you just need to be like, you know what? If I don't get this off my chest, I'm going to hurt somebody. So if you got that piece and it's locked and loaded, let me advance up to the back so that you can get this off your chest, poetically speaking, brother.
Allow me to pull the trigger.
Click, click, bang.
Crash, test, dummy. I've been in too many accidents to name. I know the smell of asphalt, broken glass, ozone. I know what it feels like to be jerked across a car that flips over and over. And here, I might have been a crash test dummy, unwittingly, unknowingly. The weight of me being the facts of choosing friends who use me, easy to blame someone with bigger shoulders than them. I've been hurt by fists who love my stutter and lisp, called me out my name from Count Chocolates and Cocoa Crisp. Genius level intellect, but being smart while being black didn't find friends chummy. Crash, test, dummy. Let your childhood be lonely. You're number seven, but you're the only one walking down blocks in CI and not having any fun, dummy. Blessed would tell lies, bullshit like flies that stuck whenever he opened his mouth. Manipulation, creation of a false truth would smash my character before new people could get to know me. Lies disabled me, making people frown as soon as they met. Most curious repeating said lie verbatim, the crash happening. Watch my face unable to account for the count of lies that buckled me. What, me? Fight to get my character free? Watch me be ambulatory, climbing out the wreck of a lie, boldly told to keep me from shining, definitely defining my bewilderment. Why would a friend do me like that? Test this crash, dummy. He also found your ex, yummy. Was visit when I wasn't home, said text by phone, would say, line and wait until we took a break, ply her with liquor to spear her spirit, so her drunk, so she was lit, made a go of it, and they went. He said they had sex, but how come someone be bent of be drunk and give consent? Crash is what you feel like when she won't report. Tell you're jealous in her heart and her retort. When you realize that this nigga does it for sport. Black would use your name for blame and everything he claimed. He late coming into his wife. I was with Javi. He's about that life. It's his fault for this or for that, leaving me to stand pat. And I was never in any of the spaces that he was at. Strangers call you troublemaker, housemaker, and niggas want to fight because they think you fucking their wife. This nigga got you set for life, lying to put you in his trash. You ain't even know you was in the car, dummy. Niggas call you up in that tunnel. What up, King? I see you doing your thing, yo. Put me on your stage and let me do my thing. Let me get a few free spots. Okay, you can get two. You bring 10 to act like you calling shots. And it be your own blood, trying not to pay and running niggas up in the door like a flood, and I've been broken. Let the cast my intention. Move past the mention that left that friendship for self-ascension. I don't let niggas put my character or reputation in a car test or how many lives that they can crash test or the distance they're willing to take it that far. Less, I have been in the cars that's hit, cars that flew off the highway, but I'm still here. I'm still here. This is the way. And God has always blessed me this way. Dummy. Poem.
Damn. Damn, I really like this. I mean, I like this a whole lot. I like this a whole lot. And I dug how you kept emphasizing those phrases that gave this piece a lot of life. Sure, I let you. Yeah, I dug that. How about me ask you, can you get on the stage? I like this a lot. Van Meadows.
Yo, Javi, you started the piece off with some emotions,
mm-hmm.
some truth that happened. And then you use that as a launching pad to fuel the rest of the anger and the peace. That was some brilliant transparency. You know, and I expected that, you know, from everyone tonight to be transparent, but you went somewhere with this piece that kind of makes somebody look in the mirror and be like, dang, he really hurt me with that piece. I'm sorry I hurt him. I'm sorry I did those things to him. But it was a brilliantly written piece, bro. I love it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm a fan.
Oh, I'm a fan of yours, too. And also, Van Metal's just caught up with calligraphy.
Oh, man, stop
That pineapple calligraphy is something different, doesn't it?
It is something different. It is. It's something different. It's the pineapple calligraphy for me.
Hilarious, brother. Hilarious, brother. Hey, man, before we usher you to the dance floor, man, get into the announcements of what's popping off next week. Ooh.
Listen, let me explain to you. You know, we've been doing this fly speak thing, and you know, this about that fly thing, that new style of speak. That's what we do over there. You come through, you spit, you speak, you get it all done, you make it happen. We get the freshest, the newest, the baddest, the best. We do it all. But this one, the Cinco. I'm calling it the Cinco. It's five. The Cinco. Monstrous. Ugly. Godzilla versus King Kong type shit. I'm just warning you motherfuckers now. We are pulling the four corners of the universe in on each other. We have monstrous poets. Monstrous. Ah, big. Bite you in your ass. Make you walk around talking about, yo, is my piece of my ass missing? Billy, yeah, my ass is missing. Yeah, that type shit. Listen, I'm not joking. I'm real animated about it, but I'm excited. Look. I got Saint Sankofa, Alter Week, crazy. E-Baby Poems, crazy. Mr. B-Rock, crazy. And Black Rim, oh, crazy. All at the same time. Never been done before. It's going to be awesome. And then, plus, you got the Epiphany Radio Universe coming. And wherever else is going to come, because they're going to bring people with them. And that's already going out. We're doing it. I'm doing a video. We're just going to make it happen. Be there. I'm telling you, 9 o'clock here, Epiphany Radio Universe, Tuesday, 9 p.m., real ugly shit. Get your shit ready. Be ready for the playback. It's going to be some amazing shit. I promise you. Listen, I promise you. The Cinco is going to be crazy. Crazy, crazy. I promise you.
I can't.
You know
wait,
it's going
to
be hype when he says, I promise you.
Yeah.
I promise
you. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it, bro. Cannot wait. And that's Tuesday at 9 p.m. here on Epiphany Radio. Make sure y'all tune in and catch the show. But now he's on his way to the dance floor.
I'm a huckle pup. I'm going to go out here and huckle pup. I'm going to keep my clothes on this time. Keep my clothes on. But
right.
Tuesday.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tuesday, you're just going to be a nudist streaking? Is that what you're going to say?
Tuesday, I'm going to watch people pass the fuck out and get their ears obliterated by the type of poetry that's going to be flying out. That's what I'm going to do Tuesday. Tuesday, I'm going to just be watching motherfuckers and getting ready to call the ambulance because they're about to be assaulted by dope-ass motherfucking poetry like we do over here at Epiphany Radio Universe. That's exactly what we do.
That right there, you see what you did? That's how you come
that's
through.
How you
that's
sit.
How you represent your show. That right there.
Exactly.
All right, broski. Get over there on that dance floor, man, so we can keep this party going.
Oh, happy birthday,
ladies and gentlemen.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I hope
two midgets come up to you and do strange things to you in the best way possible.
Hey. Looking for two midgets. Two midgets. Casting call. Two midgets.
Yo, little,
where are you? Two
people,
midgets.
Wait, don't front on them. I'm not making
two,
fun. I'm dead
midgets?
Serious. I hope Lexi and Mikey are the two twin sisters. That's my fantasy. So I like you so much. I'm telling you my fantasy. So you know.
Wow,
my brother. That's what I'm talking about. That's love. That right there. That's love. That's real love.
Little people in Atlanta, man. I'm talking. Couple of them got OnlyFans. It's a little crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's wild.
But it's true.
All right, my brother. Stick around. Get on there. Do that huckabuck, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that is
Open
Ozzy.
The door.
Be good, Hob.
All right, Hob. All right, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations. You've made it to the overtime portion of the show. Next up on the mic, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good, brother? Mr. Automatic, are you muted? All right, he must be muted. We'll come back to him. So we're going to keep it moving. We're going to move to Epiphany's own newest member. If y'all heard her on Soul Cafe, she did a wonderful job. And then again on the Love Zone, ladies and gentlemen, Essentially Chinese. Hey, Essentially, what's happening?
Hey. Hi. I stay following
Powerhouse. Hello, Janice.
Hey.
How you doing?
Happy birthday, Van.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Oh, thank you so much.
J-Rob.
Oh, she said Van.
How are you doing, J-Rob?
Today's a fantastic day, beloved. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Nice. Well, Van has been waiting all night to ask you this question, and it's a good time to be asking you this question. So I'm going to let Van go.
Well, thank you, Jay. You're so modest. You're giving up your DSP for LSP. You the real one, bro. You the real one.
Sometimes you just got to, Van.
I appreciate you. Essentially, Janice, tell me something. Do you got something you need to get off your chest?
I do. I don't go as hard as everybody else has on this one, but it is a piece I've been wanting to read for a while. Yeah, I got something.
All right. Okay. Well, me and J-Rob going to step back away from the mic and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. So the title of this is Fermata. You read like hesitance. And a pause that builds before collapsing into more silence as my fingers trace your line that steadily fades. Thus I rest on a page that won't turn. Your hold was like resistance, staccato breaths pressed against my side. Though my hand hovered near your heart, it won't yearn. And I swear I forgot to breathe when I thought you touched me. Herein, though, there was promise, desire tumbling into a swell. There's assurance and there's hope within a pause. In your silence, I hear me, my measured breath, slowed exhalation, and therein, I swear I'm lifted, regardless. In peace.
So you just came in here with all 5'3" of yourself, and you got the short piece just to let people know, y'all know I'm here, right? Y'all know I'm here. That was your intention, huh? Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. And then she said so much, she's like, oh, well, you know, we'll just be writing that shit, you know, just be writing. what you say, Van?
You know, I agree. And I'm noticing something when she recites.
Tell me.
I'm noticing breath. Everything
yes,
that has to
breath.
Do
ground
with breath.
B-R-E-A-T-H-S.
Oh, yes.
Breath?
Breath.
Okay,
breath.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
breathing,
wow.
Inhale, exhale.
Breathing, inhale, exhale,
yeah.
You know. Not those things that come with
yeah,
areolas and a nipple.
No,
not
no.
Those things.
But did you have to say that?
I completely misheard you.
Did you
I
ever?
Yeah.
But yeah,
so,
I do. I have that a lot in a lot of my pieces.
Yeah, yeah. Not only is it in a lot of your pieces, it defines your work. because when you read it, you make sure that you take those breaths, and you make the listener hear those breaths. And that's a unique quality to have when you're writing and when you're reciting, and you do them both well. It really makes someone really be in tune and really want to focus, because it makes them want to hear the breaths. You know, it's like a breath of fresh air. It's like a fresh wind. We want to hear that breath now. So, beautiful piece. Beautiful piece.
So listen, that's interesting, because like the piece, the title itself, Fermata, it's a musical notation that indicates a pause longer than normal.
Yep.
I agree. But I still say she just came in here and was like, let me hit them with a Hershey's kiss real quick so that they know I'm really about that life.
Right, right, right. I'm really about that life. Really about that life.
Talking about I'm 5'3", but I pack a wallop.
Yeah, that part.
That part.
Now,
thank you for yes.
Thank you. Can you use a few more of those breaths and let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe?
So, I'm not sure what the topic is yet for Monday, the Soul Cafe at 9 p.m., but it will be for real the poet, Van Meadows, La Perla Negra, and myself, essentially Janice, at 9 p.m. Halfway through the show, we'll be doing Pick Up Your Pen.
Okay.
If there is not a topic, we'll probably be doing open mic. And on Wednesday, I'm going to be guest hosting again with La Perla Negra with the Love Zone at 9 p.m., where we're going to be talking about if kissing is necessary in a relationship. I can't remember exactly how she worded it. It's awesome that everybody so far said hell no. We'll see what the pieces say, though.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to send you over to the dance floor so that you can get this party started out there with them, because, you know, they waiting. They waiting.
Because right.
I hear Dave calling you Penny, so I think you're being summoned.
Run far.
Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Man, essentially, Johnny, I'll catch her on Mondays and Wednesdays. Next up, Jay, we got our brother, Just Jay, in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Gentlemen. How y'all doing, man?
What's good with you, Just?
Man, I was listening to the poet's band, Mojave. He did that to me twice, man, that I would hear his voice before the piece, and I wouldn't hear it no more until after the piece.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He got a way of doing that.
He got a way of doing that. That's 100 right there. Good show, James.
Right
Thank
on.
You, bro. You, bro. Now, just
man, y'all having an awesome show. Y'all bringing them out like Jay-Z said, man. Quit playing.
That's Van Meadows.
Yeah, I know, but J-Rob, you ain't had nothing to do with it. I love the humility, man. Y'all together, y'all the Wonder, Batman, Wolverine, whatever y'all going by this week. It's all right, though, man. It's all love.
Absolutely, brother, absolutely. Well, broski, my brother, J-Rob's got a question for you.
I'm ready.
Just Jay, I am more than certain that you have a piece of poetry that you have just got to get off your chest.
Yes, sir.
And if such is the case, brother, me and Van are going to step back behind these mics and let you get that shit off your chest and go on and get on down.
Thank you, brothers. Y'all are having a smashingly good show. Last night I went to the moon seeking a sleep therapist for my pet insomnia. When I took to the vet, the doctor asked me, was his nose wet, or was it a dog or a cat? Even right there, it sat. So I understandably got upset. I said, yo, doc,
When it started bothering me in the daytime, I knew things between us was not fine. Why is this black nocturnal beast basking in my sunshine? And those are just the facts to be exact, Dr. Jack. So, how would you cope? Well, at first, I tried to pay no mind because he left me alone during night's most quiet times. But in my job, he'd come back. So what would you do? I tried to find things that would distract. I do this and I do that. Last encounter ended in a scrap. I was too tired to fight, so I took a little nap. And dreamed a dreamless dream while I floated on a raft on my back. And when I awoke, I felt beyond great. No gorilla, no ape. The house was quiet and all mine, and not a trace of insomnia could I find. The clock read 2:59, 3 hours and 1 minute before the start of my grind. So I took in some YouTube to kill some time. And before a long time, my eyes went from slits to little lines as I traveled in my mind. And moments later, my alarm clock crowed. It's time to rise and shine. Only one thing, I'm beat. In peace.
Oh, you just came in here on some, excuse me, move out the way. No, excuse me. Excuse me, move out the way. Yeah, that microphone is mine. And you just came in here and did that? That's what we're doing now? That's what we
mean.
And then you came in here with
doing it while you playing.
I ain't knocking it. And then you came in with the sultry voice, like, I need you to pay attention because what I'm about to drop is some serious shit, and I need to get this off my chest.
Oh,
yeah,
crazy,
I see what you're doing.
You crazy, Rob? That's what you're doing.
I see what you're doing, Van Meadows. What you say, brother?
Man, my bro.
Yes, sir.
You know, that was an interesting take on 300, bro. You know, I enjoyed the movement. This is Sparta. Because at the end, you was like, you jumped into character, bro. I was like, wait. He just jumped into a whole new character. But
I'm both in it, man, but the family here. I don't want to think I'm too crazy.
That's all right, bro. That's all right. But this is a different kind of piece. That I'm not used to hearing. You know, it kind of like my favorite piece of yours, Silly Duck.
Wow.
Is a kind of piece is along those lines, because it really challenges you as a listener to really like pay attention, because you it was very clever, but you talked about the pet. Is it a dog or is it a cat? You know that was clever. And then you were talking about insomnia. Bro, the way that you crafted this piece was totally different and very engaging, and it was a good piece, bro. I love it. Good piece.
Oh man, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all are having a smashing show. I'm gonna get out y'all way so these other poets can get in here, man. Janice, love the piece. Mojave, keep doing your thing, bro.
My man.
Thank you, my brother.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor, that is my brother, Jess J. And we're going to keep this party going. Next on the mic, area code 502, welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic? Area code 502.
Hello, it's Gwency. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Gwency.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi, gentlemen. I am good.
Good to
I was exercising
you.
And listening to y'all's show. Can you hear me okay today?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I was over here exercising, and I was listening to all the arts, and then is it Dave? He came in with that beautiful piece, and I was like, oh, my God. Because he was
Absolutely.
Going in on y'all, but then he gave y'all that beautiful piece, so.
Right.
Thank you so much. And first, glad thank you for listening in. You know this is a holiday weekend, Gwen C., right?
What, Van?
There
Are we talking
go.
About Van?
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
We can talk about Jesus on Sunday. We can talk about Jesus on Sunday.
That's funny. So right now we can talk about Van.
Thank you, Gwen C.
I love it. You're very welcome.
Gwen C., Van has a question for you.
Man, she, you know, J-Rab, she's another one of those poets that always got something to get off her chest. So I know she's got something she's wanting to get off her chest. So, Gwen, are you ready to get it off your chest?
I am. Can you imagine what it must be like to live with me?
Oh, man, I'm sure it'd be a fun time. I'm sure it'd be a fun time. I think it would be.
Oh,
I think
my
be
husband
fun.
Would not agree. That's funny.
But we're going to get out the way and let you get it off your chest. So go
I
ahead and get on down.
Thank you. You've wanted to fire me for 30 years. You hate my ethics and our morals don't match. I take accountability for my inability to resign. There's no non-compete clause. Your irrational fears and envy heighten your bigotry, which be evident in your blatant dumb shit, like hating, due to the color of skin you marginalize others. Our separation's necessary. I expect no severance package. I just won't work with you in boxing others and labeling them without knowing the inner content. You withheld my promotions because I fight the raging sea of systemic oppression. You promote shell programs to hide waves of gentrification. Mad you, glass-filling me when I refuse to birth, marry, befriend, color within your lines. But you got permanently pissed when I used permanent markers to boldly write, inclusion, not exclusion. But the protest was necessary, to be an ally to mi gente when kids were being taken. Where were you when cries of fence kids sang painful melodies to one another? Were you singing All Lives Matter? I tried to work with your tempo, listen to your music. As a teen, my cassettes with holes so the paper flowed from Too Short to Ghetto to Travis Trent, I Don't Love You Anymore. And I don't. Ain't no love, bitch. I've clocked in much to handle your fragility, I mean your business. In stress or triggers, only cells mattered. Your contracts enabled killings of Amadou, Rakia, Terrence, Sam, Walter, Sean Bell, Mike Brown, Patrick Harmon. Your silence is harming people. You love black as long as it keeps you out the red. Our work dynamics worse than necessity of telling my cousins to raise their sons into men who do not kill mine. Like them, you preach get out the streets, but Brianna was home in the sheets, those things you rest between after chasing your sweet dreams, but she couldn't even sleep. You hate my affiliation. Work assigned by God, my calling, yet don't hate the officer who killed a man while calling for his mother. Are you mad at the man who kneeled in peaceful protest? Again, but not the man who kneeled to force someone's last breath. You breathe life into campaigns for tax hikes, for playgrounds, trails, and parks, but batted, no eye, when a 12-year-old child was shot dead playing in the park. You value black and brown sons' military service, but don't mind when wars are waged against them, such as mass incarceration. This was intended to be a draft, but dear white people, please accept my formal resignation. Normally, I thank you for the opportunity and wish your future success. Instead, I wish it be bland, like bland, and die an unknown death like Sandra. And since often was ceased when selling CDs, I pray banks cease your finance, terminate your livelihood. I wish the demise of your vision, the demise of your business, the demise of your product transportation, like police denied Philando's life while he sat in the front seat of his transportation. Okay, resignations must be kept to one page. I quit. You want your exit interview questions answered, you can catch me on stage. In peace.
Yeah, she had something to get off her chest.
Damn. Hold on. Can I close your piece? Can I close your piece? Go ahead.
Go.
Can I close your
Go.
Piece?
Go.
Absolutely.
Signed, a white woman. Okay?
Thank you. That is going to do it. I'm going to add that.
Okay? Because, honey, listen. That piece, oh, my God. And then we talked about them not wanting to give you a raise because of your affiliation, and you signed it with permanent marker. Girl, listen.
They
love black as long as it keeps them out the red. Speak the truth, honey. Speak the truth.
Yes,
oh, my God.
Yes.
And the wordplay when you was talking about the kneeling, honey, this piece was immaculate. This piece is immaculate. I love this piece. It sounds like
thank
that show we had, Jay, Dear White People. That's what it sounds like,
woo,
that piece.
Yeah, that goes there. That goes up there.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. I just finished it yesterday, so you guys were the first to hear it, so I appreciate that feedback. If there was anything that sounded awkward or off, I would take that too.
Nah, listen, I wish I could fit all of that on the T-shirt. You know what? Put it on the front and the back. First read the front, then read the back. Hello.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Mm. Beautiful, Gwen C.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. All right, honey. Get on over on that Get Down dance floor so that we can, man, good luck to who's coming behind that.
Yeah, good luck,
thank
y'all.
Thank you guys. Have a great night. I'm going to stay on and
thank
listen.
You,
and have a good, enjoy your birthday tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Gwen C. Absolutely. Oh, man. That piece was something else. Let's see.
Freaking awesome.
All right. We got, what we got? We got 19 minutes. Is that about right?
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, about that. Okay.
Yeah.
So we got 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 5 poets left. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a quick cipher because we want to hear from you. We want to hear you get your stuff off your chest. So as your mic becomes unmuted, go ahead and get on down.
Get the spirit
first up,
in that piece.
Sincere.
Reality revenge minus revenue for killing fields of Negroes, urban folklore without a red or blue turban. That's got me all jazzed, right? Do you hear me now? You Chinese and all others, you got another 400 years of beatdown. I'm going to be like that cop in Minneapolis. I'm just going to stare and watch. Tea sipping, party tripping, and she slipping. Sips. Too hot for a wink. Seeing white faces, middle world, land of laughs between legs and thighs. Point of no return. Reality isn't based on cave sleeping. Twins, nomadic, tundra, is it? Reality revenge. No man sleep with his own sister from the same household. Father to mother ratio. Well, that is more and less in line with the same sex pool birth pits out of nothing. Reality revenge. Dum dum, run. If you somewhere and nowhere in today's time, which the abyss opens and shallow the babies, your begotten off incest cousins dead. How about now is the time of free choices? Take away Trump, you have Obama, then Bush. What would you do with enough evidence to shoot a shot backwards? Monkey trails Chinese to pro rich under Wall Street blues? Reality, turn your backs, Chinese. I'm going to be like you. I'm keeping in the buck. Sincere from Los Angeles.
Next up, Gina Storm.
On the first day of National Poetry Month, April 1st, 2021, I decided that I was going to do an ode to poetry. So here it goes. Poetry, I love you like no other. You'll always be in my life. You'll never leave me like my father. I didn't want to have to write and pen all of my emotions in my notebook, but I had to because I needed to have this belief. And I do so every single day. The only way I can breathe. My heartbeat, and I pull out my pen. I open up my new notebook and let the spine crack. As I scribble on the pages, the words that are in my heart, and they speak to me back. They say, I'm poetry. I'm here for you. I will hold your hand, wipe your tears when you're feeling down and blue. I will embrace you and love you in a way that no lover ever can. I will be your best friend. I will be the diary that you keep your secrets in. And I thank you, poetry, for giving me all the things that I've had and all the things that I will have. It's an inspiration to me to hear poetry from other poets every day. Their words are amazing, and I know they love it the same way. Coming to mic like they did this evening to slay. It's a beautiful thing that we all must cherish and love with all of our abilities. We are the misfits, the rogues, and the poets. And it's April 1st, National Poetry Month. Now you know it. In peace.
Nine one nine, you're up. You muted? Hello?
Hey, 919, I'm here. Sorry. Hello?
All right. Go ahead and get it off your chest, bro. The mic is yours.
Okay. This poem is called The Chore. My name is Granville. I have traveled to the core of my soul, and I have seen the uttermost parts of my belly. Yes, I have faced my fears. I have pondered understanding and interrogated madness. Wisdom has felt my scrutiny. Wit made an ally of me. Secret places became my abode. In the silence, my mind played, frolicking with the intangible. And this became my chore in life. Just something to do in the scheme of things. Thank you. Thank you. Hello?
Nice piece, bro.
Absolutely,
very,
brother.
Very, very, very good piece. Very, very
thank
good
you,
piece.
Thank you.
All right, stick around. Stick around. We want to come back to you so we can talk about your piece. We have a few moments, okay?
Okay, thank you.
We're going to go back to Sincere, my brother.
My brother. Blessings. Happy birthday and all that.
Brother,
hey,
I appreciate you.
Yeah, what's up, Jay Brown, my brethren?
Good to hear you, man.
It's good to be heard.
Absolutely.
Thank you for participating.
What do you think about that?
Excited for that piece. That piece was really good, bro. I really enjoyed it, man.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that, brother. I'm humble.
Well,
J-Rap,
I'm humble.
Unfortunately for me, I'm just a diehard fan, so you could have did the whole Cat in the Hat joint, and I'd have been like, that boy bad.
Hercules. That's my man.
Oh.
I'm the king of the shop. That's my Muhammad Ali of Cassius Clay. Cassius Clay.
That's Cat. Yeah, man. I enjoy your work.
I appreciate you,
Zub. This is no exception,
bro. I am humbled.
Yes, sir.
Man, we appreciate you, bro. We appreciate you, man. All right, my brother.
I'm blessings.
We're going to send you a note to the dance. Sorry to interrupt. We had to cut in on your slow dance. Sorry for us doing that. We're going to send you back now.
Yeah, I like that little 5-3 newbie. So let me get back to what I'll do on the West Coast. Let me go get my go-go swing on. I love
yes,
the way
sir.
She do what she do. You know what I do?
All right, brother,
all
that's what I'm
you
talking
say.
About.
So nice we name it twice, go-go swing.
I know that's right, my go-go brother. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sincere. All right, let's bring back Gina Storm. Gina Storm, thank you for that amazing poetry. And reminding us, because I clearly forgot at the top of the show, it is Poetry Month. And thank you for kicking mm-hmm. us off with that beautiful piece. I think I have to
my
do two recordings
to my 30
tomorrow.
And 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm behind. I'm behind, and you know. So that means I got to write two tomorrow, so thank you.
It happens. You can do it.
God bless y'all.
I try to do it every year. I can't remember a year that
I
did
try to
not do
it. I try to do it every year,
yeah.
Too. I think it's essential to, one, to creatively be challenged consistently with writing that often. And then the other component is finding the time to do it. So,
yeah, that's the part.
Yeah.
So
before you lay you down to sleep, J. Rob, pull out your journal, start writing.
I'm gonna try.
Okay. All right. Dina Storm, thank you so much. We're gonna go back to this other caller, but we wanted to get you back in and tell you how much we enjoyed your piece, and of course to get
you
over to the Get Down dance floor, of course.
Happy Thursday! I came to get down.
So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around.
Jump around.
Sorry. My bad.
Friday, y'all. You already know. jump. Let's go. We gonna get down. I'm going to the dance floor. One love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic. Dina Storm, ladies and gentlemen. And my brother, welcome to the Get Down. I've heard you on two other shows this week, and you said that you would be calling in every show, and you have done that thus far. So I thank you. 919?
Hello? Yeah. Yep. Okay, yeah. I wasn't certain who you were speaking to. Yeah. I said that.
Yeah.
Because I love the program. I love, you know, for 1 year, I'll do it 5 days a week. And for two, I like how we do it. I like the scrutiny of the work. I like how you want to know, you know, how you bisect the world or dissect the, you know, and scrutinize the work and expound upon the content. Yeah, I love that. And
thank you
and
so
like,
much.
I appreciate you, man.
Your piece was dynamic, man. I've enjoyed all of your pieces I've heard. You're a very diverse writer. And it shows, you know, just listening to the three pieces I've heard from you this week, you have the ability to write on many different topics. And I for one, appreciate that. I dig your ink, J-Rock.
Yes, I definitely appreciate the direction that you take your ink and where you take your poetry, bro. So please do not let this be, I'm asking, please do not let this be the last time that we hear such incredible poetry from you. Please.
No, you won't, and I'll be around because, like I said, you know, your stage is ideal for me, and I've been to many, and I'm not gonna knock them, but when I spoke, I think it was last night, was the first time, and no, Monday night,
I listened Monday night.
I listened, and it's not, it's. I'm not easy to entertain because if I don't like where a show is going, I'll just go where I'm, you know. But I listened to the whole show and I didn't call in, and I was
nice.
Entertained. Yeah, I
love that.
Yeah, the
love that.
Yeah, the host was good. The audience, you know, and the whole kit and caboodle was nice, and that's why I know that. I was telling my son, I said, Johnny, I found a place that I like, and they do it 5 nights a week. That's like music to my ears, you know?
7 nights. We're on every night.
We're on every single night.
Every night.
Wow. Well, you know what? That is actually good for me because I have so many pieces that I wouldn't get to perform in a public zone, but what I like online is that I could stay home, I could be partially clothed, you know, laying
yes,
on in my couch.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
And
that's right.
And reaching the world, you know.
Absolutely.
And I like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
yes, sir.
I don't even have to take a shower if I don't want to.
That's right. You're so correct. But all right, my brother, we're going to close down the show. Thank you so much, man. We look forward to hearing you tomorrow night and Saturday night and however many nights you choose to come.
Yes, sir. I'll be as often as I can because, like I said, I don't have to leave my home.
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Yeah. Nice talking to you.
All right, brother.
Appreciate
nice talking to you, too. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, bro.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
God bless you. Man. I love it, man. I love it. We got 5 minutes, Jay, to close out this show. We're going to start with last words with you, my brother.
First and foremost, man, this is what the show is meant. You know, we have something special here that so many people want to tune in and listen to, and we can't do it without them. And I'm just humbled that we're able to come up with a topic or two that somebody wants to share their gift with us, man. We're by far the best poets on the earth, but whatever it is that we got people tuning in, calling in, listening in, it's all gravy, and I appreciate it, and I can't do this without you, man. I want to tell you, fantastic show. Thank you for your contribution, brother. I really appreciate you. And lastly, happy birthday to you, my good brother.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. J-Rob, the wise son, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate your kindness. I appreciate you as an artist. I appreciate you as a role model in society, bro. Probably no one has said that to you with those words. Maybe not. But as your brother, as your friend, I'm telling you, you are a role model in society, bro. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Even when you feel like, you know, it's not enough. It's not enough. It is enough. And you just continue doing it, bro, because you have those who are watching you around the world and listening to you around the world because you're heard on Spreaker, Spotify, Blog Talk Radio, Google Play, CastBox, iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, YouTube. You are heard on all of these platforms around the world. So, brother, continue doing what you're doing, man, and I'm honored to have you riding with me as we fight the evils of the world together in our superhero pseudonyms through poetry, my brother. So thank you.
Yes, sir.
The Epiphany family, the poets, the callers, the listeners, the hosts, the Epiphany Radio universe, Epiphany Radio thanks you for your contributions. We thank you for what you're doing tonight. We thank you for what you do night in and night out. And we thank you for just coming through and sharing yourselves with us. That is like the most important thing that we get out of this, you sharing you with us. We can have a radio show, but without you here, it's just me and Jay chewing the fat, you know. And while we can do that, we'd much rather hear from you because we can do that on our personal time. So to our CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, who desperately tried to get in tonight, we love you, bro. We got your back. And thank you for giving us Epiphany Radio. Ladies and gentlemen,
Amen.
Make sure you tune in. Absolutely. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night to Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Bring your stuff, not your fluff stuff, not your fluff stuff. He wants that real stuff. So make sure you bring it tomorrow. You know, what you believe is your best piece to you, not to anyone else, but to you. So, but that being said, all hearts and minds are clear. One love, one mic. Continue to
one
take
love,
your socks
one mic.
Off. Peace.
Peace, y'all.